So Thad, who is your final choice? Who will be Mrs. Thad Falcon?
It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Tracy and Kim are both great women. I could spend my life with either one. Kim!
There's no doubt about it. It's Kim!
Bud Light. Great taste for your great times.
Oh, Tracy!
It's Kim.
Sure!
Saving up to $1,100 with Cool Cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills. The Infinity Furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Trick? You just don't get the blah, 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 blah. Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here. Just the truth. All day.
Call PC Answers, the computer tune-up experts, 303-548-1414, or go to pc-answers.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
For America Radio News, good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that President Bush's Supreme Court pick, Harriet Myers, would vote to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark abortion case. Op-ed columnist John Fund says he has extensive notes from a conference call earlier this month in which two close friends, who are judges and a conservative, discussed the Myers nomination. Fund described the conference call as wide-ranging, during which the issue of abortion surfaced. According to one of the judges, Ed Kincaid, he was quoted as saying absolutely when asked if she would vote to overturn the landmark abortion case. New details about Judith Miller's decision to cooperate in the CIA leak probe are raising questions about whether Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff and his defense lawyer tried to steer the New York Times reporter's testimony. The dispute arose as the newspaper on Sunday detailed three conversations that Miller had with Cheney's aide, that is, Louis Scooter Libby, in the summer of 2003 about Bush administration critic Joseph Wilson and Wilson's wife, covert CIA officer Valerie Plame. The issue over the contacts between the representatives for Miller and Libby has risen, even though Libby's lawyers insist his client granted an unconditional waiver of confidentiality more than a year ago for the reporter to testify. Criminal investigation into the leaking of Plame's identity is nearing an end, and two Democratic senators said any Bush administration aide indicted in the probe ought to step aside. President Bush calls the vote on the new Iraqi constitution a victory for opponents of terrorism. President says the vote is in stark contrast to the attitude, the philosophy, and strategy of al-Qaeda and their terrorist friends. Bush congratulated Iraqis for successfully completing the balloting. He says all indications point to a greater turnout than in the last election and less violence. President says the best way to forward is through the democratic process, and we're making progress toward peace. President spoke as he returned to the White House from a weekend in Camp David. Authorities killed thousands of domestic fowl in eastern Romania yesterday, seeking to prevent the spread of a deadly strain of the bird flu that has decimated flocks and killed dozens of people in Asia. Officials said they were also awaiting test results from a British laboratory on samples from birds found dead in Miliuk, a village about 20 miles from the Danube River Delta, where the H5N1 virus was first detected in Romania. Authorities around the world fear the H5N1 strain could mutate into a form that can pass among people, leading to a flu pandemic that some say could potentially kill millions. You're listening to AIR America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Relicor. Why did your last diet fail? Stress raises cortisol. Relicor helps reduce cortisol. You need Relicor. Available at retailers nationwide or call 1-800-506-7515.
My job requires a lot of heavy lifting. Over the years, I developed a lot of back and neck pain. My wife suggested we buy a Tempur-Pedic mattress. And let me tell you, next to marrying her, it's the best decision I ever made. I sleep better, no more pain, it's incredible.
The Tempur-Pedic mattress, guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. The Tempur pressure relieving material is changing the way the world sleeps. Call 1-800-807-6922 for a 90-day trial certificate. That's 1-800-807-6922.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at heightmax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're off to a good start this morning. No trouble on the turnpike, C-470 or 225. And we're checking clear south on I-25 for your ride into downtown. I-70 looking real good, both east and westbound between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And Boulder Street still pretty quiet this morning. Arapahoe, Broadway, Belmont, and Foothills Parkway all moving along just fine. Now checking the forecast, sunny today with highs in the 70s. It's already 52 degrees. Any idea what's for dinner tonight? How about Albertson's Blue Ribbon Beef? It's hand-selected and hand-trimmed for exceptional flavor and quality. Blue Ribbon Beef is only available at Albertson's. Help me make your life easier. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Trick? You just get the blah, 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 blah. Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here. Just the truth. All day, every day. And your chance to win $1,000 treats four times a day. Sign up now on AM760.net.
That's AM760.net.
Then listen for your name right here on AM760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Liberty Mutual. It's more than insurance, it's insurance in action. I'm Charles Osgood. In Iraq's constitutional referendum, the results aren't in yet. The ballots are still being hand-counted, says Alan Pizzi.
They're all laid out laboriously by hand and tallied up. There's no electronic board. It's all written out by chalk. So it'll take a couple of days.
This much they do know, though.
They do know that the turnout was around about 61% across the country and was as high as 66% in some Sunni areas.
That turnout itself means a lot in Washington.
We believe, and the Iraqis believe, the best way forward is through the democratic process.
That doesn't mean the bombing process is over with, though. Five American soldiers were killed on referendum day on the outskirts of Ramadi when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb, and U.S. helicopters and warplanes have bombed two targets in the area. The U.S. military says 70 insurgents were killed. More after this for Liberty Mutual.
If you work in an office, in a building of either brick and mortar, wood or stone, or metal and glass that has four walls, a floor and a ceiling, at least one chair that rolls, ringing telephones, some guy or gal who's in charge, a neutral-toned industrial carpet, and at least one fluorescent light, then your company is exactly how most insurance companies see their business clients. To see the whole picture, Liberty Mutual goes beyond the numbers and averages. For property insurance, we learn about your buildings, your business, and your unique management practices. And we get to know how you control risks and prevent losses. Because the more we understand the way you actually do things, the more accurately we can tailor your coverage terms and service. After all, if your business were exactly the same as every other business, you probably wouldn't be in business. Liberty Mutual. It's more than insurance. It's insurance in action.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the message in the Iraqi vote was the turnout itself.
It's very clear that the Iraqi people are now invested in this political process. And I understand from people on the ground that as many as a million more people voted this time as in January.
She thinks that's a good thing, obviously. Not everybody does.
Condoleezza Rice is correct to say that there is a democratic process in Iraq. But what she has failed to say is that the democratic process in Iraq will not end the violence. In fact, will likely deepen the violence.
Fawaz Jirjes is a professor in Middle Eastern Studies at Sarah Lawrence College.
Elections are being used to consolidate the predominance of the majority in Iraq. And this is why you have the minority, that is the Sunni Arab community, feels alienated, feels excluded, feels targeted.
Indications suggest the Constitution will pass, but that doesn't matter, says Senator Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan.
They're going to give themselves 4 months to amend this document if it passes, and if it doesn't pass, then, of course, they're back to the drawing board, too.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similisan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over the counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similisan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similisan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similisan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similisan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 608, 8 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today of around 78 under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin with you. However, I got to tell you something. It's freezing in here this morning. Either it's too cold in here this morning, or I'm getting sick, one or the other. But I'd prefer to think that it's too cold here this morning. And I have gone and jacked with a thermostat 100 times here trying to get the thing to warm up, and it just won't do it. Well, I hope you had yourselves a great weekend. Here we are getting ready to plunge into another week. 303-713-7600 is the number to reach me at any time during this broadcast. I don't know why I just said that. Saw a great movie and met a lot of listeners, believe it or not, Saturday night. Saw Good Night and Good Luck about Edward R. Murrow and about Joe McCarthy and The Blacklist. And had a number of listeners come up to me and say hello. The theater was packed, too. If you haven't seen the film, go see it. It's really a good movie. George Clooney does a great job with this film. And I'm not a big George Clooney fan. But I walked away from that one thinking to myself, man, you know what? He really did a great job. It's really a good movie. It's playing at the Landmark in Denver. I think it's on 6th, somewhere around 6th Street. I don't know the exact address of it. Anyway, get over there and see it before it leaves town. I mean, this is one of these ones where you don't want to wait for it to come out in video or make the cable movie channels. This is really worth seeing. So I thought I would tell you about that this morning. All right. Charles Osgood kind of stole some of my thunder this morning. I wanted to get to your feelings about Iraq. The approval of the Iraqi charter seems likely. Results from key regions point to approval of the draft, constitution officials say. Analysts warn, though, that a high turnout may not end the insurgency, and five soldiers were killed yesterday with a roadside bomb in Iraq. Iraqi's controversial draft constitution appeared headed towards approval in a nationwide referendum, according to official comments and unofficial early figures, as ballot counting continued yesterday. With the results trickling in to the capital from provinces around the country, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, speaking on NBC's Political Affairs show, hailed the high voter turnout, with Iraqi officials said was 61% nationwide. She cited early reports on the ground, including the constitution would win approval, though she stressed it was too early to be sure of the result. And officials in a lot of provinces said that the preliminary count on Saturday's vote indicated that the measure would pass in various provinces, which is seen as a widely must-win battleground for mainly Sunni Arab opponents of the charter. That's in the Nevevech province, I guess, is what they're talking about here. All indications are we are getting even from those provinces where the vote may swing as encouraging and positive as for a yes vote for the Constitution. This is according to a foreign minister, Hozar Zabari, told CNN. Well, you know, President Bush, speaking from the White House Sunday after a weekend at Camp David, praised the election step as a move towards stability. And I guess the question I want to ask you is, does this make any difference? Do you think that this really makes any difference that they approved this charter, that they approved this Constitution? You think it's going to minimize the violence in Iraq, or will the violence continue? And is it really going to make any difference? Because it seems like this administration is always trying to tell us that we're turning the corner. They're always trying to tell us that, for instance, well, we got the number two man. And then, of course, then there's another number two man. And I don't know how many times it's been that we've turned the corner in Iraq, or that something positive has happened in Iraq. And then what ends up happening is it just goes back to the same old thing with all of this violence going on, and the Sunnis and the Shiites not getting along any better than they did before. And then you've got the Kurds also mixed up into this, too. So the question here this morning is, or for at least for the first hour we can play at this, or the first 40 or 45 minutes, is whether you think things in Iraq are going to get any better, and your feelings about what the U.S. should do. Should we, once again, the old question that we have debated so many times, do we start to draw down our troops, possibly to get the gasoline off the fire and allow the Iraqis to settle things themselves? Or do we stay the course, as George W. Bush has talked about? He made that exact same statement in a Saturday radio address, likening, he's saying that this was not going to be like Vietnam. President Bush vowed yesterday that the United States will not run from Iraq as it did from Vietnam. He also welcomed voting on the Iraqi Constitution and called it a step towards democracy. Do you believe what he's saying here? Speaking near the close of voting on Iraq's charter, which is aimed at reshaping Iraqi's political structure after Saddam Hussein, Bush also praised the draft charter, which Shiites and Kurds support, but which many Sunni Arabs oppose. And this whole thing about cutting and running from Vietnam, and that we're not going to do this here, we're not going to cut and run. I mean, do you agree with his outlook on this? And do you think we've really turned the corner because they voted on this charter and the things that are there are going to get any better? Or are they going to stay the same? Are we still going to see violence in the streets? And are we still going to see roadside bombs? And the insurgency is alive and well. And do you ever think we have a... I mean, I'm asking a million questions here. Because I sit back and I see these things on the news. I see them on CNN. I see them on MSNBC. And I think to myself, you know, this guy's always talking about this. He's always talking about staying the course. He's always talking about turning the corner, that we've turned a corner here, we've turned a corner there. And then, on the same day that we're supposedly have turned a corner with this charter vote, five U.S. soldiers get killed in a roadside bomb. So I don't know if we've turned any corner at all. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I'd also like to remind you, too, that that in public opinion polls, Bush's war on Iraq is losing steam. That more and more people are coming out and saying they are against it. That, you know, that what going in there wasn't worth it. And when you listen to Condoleezza Rice on Meet the Press yesterday, you know, they keep trying in vain. She was doing it. And they keep trying in vain to try to put some link between Saddam Hussein, Iraq, and 9/11. And even if they don't say it totally, they always mention 9/11 and Iraq in the same sentence. Still trying to push that idea that Saddam Hussein had something to do with what went on in 9/11, even though we know now that he had nothing to do with it and had no capability of getting involved in it. I mean, he had no weapons of mass destruction. This alleged meeting in Prague between Mohammed Atta and agents for the Iraqi state never took place. But the administration keeps sitting there and keeps saying it over and over again as if it's true. They're not being as forward about it as they used to be, but Condoleezza Rice on Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, she was doing it. She was tying it in. And, you know, come on, Condoleezza. Come on, Condi. You know we don't buy it. You know the American people don't buy it. All right, so where are we in Iraq? 303-713-7600. I got four open lines because it's Monday morning. And I know you got a strain to get up and, oh, God. And the last thing you want to do is pick up the phone and call this program. But you know what? Here's where you can give your input at 303-713-7600. 616, 60 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And right now they're matching down incentives going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 down. Or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 down. It's as simple as that. And at Rocky's Autos, every automobile is covered with the worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And at Rocky's, they'll show you a Carfax as well. So you just can't beat the Rocky's. I mean, they've got the sales, they've got the service, they take care of you. And at Rocky's Autos, He can deal with great people like Fred Lebrato and Rubens out there and the Mays brothers. And there's just a whole truckload full of good people out there ready to deal with you. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at Rocky's Autos. Put the S after auto. Rocky'sAutos.com. Get pre-qualified for a car loan and look over the massive inventory online. Or the other thing you can do is just head on out there. They're open Monday through Saturday from
foundation or for education. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. See website for licensing.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6, sunny with a high today of around 78. Oh, don't forget, got that big announcement coming up at 720 this morning. You won't want to miss that. Here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I'd almost forgotten about that. Nope, it's this morning at 7:20, approximately an hour away from right now. We got a major announcement, and I'm tempted to tell it to you now, but I can't. Got to wait till 7:20. All right, we're talking about the approval of the Iraqi charter, that the idea is that even if this thing is approved, that it's not going to stop the violence in Iraq. And, of course, Bush is shopping the old line again about, well, this is not going to be like Vietnam. We're not going to cut and run. And I'm asking you at 303-713-7600, is the passing of this charter going to make it any better in Iraq? Is it going to quell any of the violence? And is it really going to make it any better? And, you know, I always think back to the regimes or the governments that we put in place in South Vietnam. And did it ever do anything to stop the war? It never really ever did. Although, if you remember back, if you're old enough to remember back then, every time there would be somebody else that would take over, we would always hail that as being we're turning the corner and it's a, you know, another step in the right direction. And it always turned out to be basically nothing. It turned out to be a step in the wrong direction, and or it had no absolute effect on the outcome of the war in that the war continued to rage on, no matter how many people we put in there. And there was Nguyen Cao Ky, and I can't remember who some of the other people were, and that we switched that government, you know, when we wanted to. There's also people who have made the comment that what basically what this charter does, and basically what we're going to end up with in Iraq, because of the people who are in power in Iraq now, like Ahmed Shalabi and others, is we're going to end up with a regime that's going to be friendly to the Iranians, which is something we definitely don't want. So what we did was we went in, we invaded the country, we got rid of Saddam Hussein, who, by the way, is supposed to stand trial starting this week. And what do? We destabilize the country. And now it may end up, we may end up in worse shape than we were when we started. And nationwide, the voting is up to about, was up to about 61%. And President Bush, speaking at the White House Sunday after a weekend at Camp David, praised the election as a step towards stability. Do you see it that way? Do you see this being a step towards stability? Or are we going to be in this country for the long run, for a long, long time? And is there any way we can draw down any troops by, like, next year? So you get all this conflicting information out of the administration, and a lot of it just doesn't make any sense, doesn't pan out. Or, you know, I get the feeling that they're intentionally lying to us about what's going on there. And Bush saying that, you know, we're not going to cut and run. And I don't think anybody wants us to do that. Is there any of you out there that want us to cut and run? I don't think anybody wants us to cut and run. I think what we really want to do is come up with some coherent exit strategy so that we're not there for the next 10 years. And God knows how many lives. That we want to figure out a way to get out. Without having to stay there until the cows come home, so to speak. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. Boy, everybody's asleep here this morning. On this Monday morning. But, you know, we do. We have talked about Iraq a lot on this radio station. And there's no question about it. And does this really make any difference, the fact that they had this voting, and that so many of the Shiites turned out, and that some Sunnis turned out as well? The Constitution is a result of months and debates and compromise by representatives of Iraq's large, diverse ethnic and religious communities, Bush said in his weekly radio address. These leaders came together to produce a document that protects fundamental freedoms and lays the foundation for lasting democracy. Do you think that this guy, I mean, do you think Bush is like on another frequency? Or do you think this is really the truth, that this thing has really done that? Bush said that the vote itself was a critical step towards Iraq's march towards democracy. The Iraqi referendum took place as opinion polls in the United States have reported an erosion of support for the war and for Bush's leadership, and the U.S. military death toll is now approaching 2,000. Approval of the Constitution would pave the way for a vote on the government on December the 15th. And approval also could affect whether the United States is able to reduce the 156,000 troops present in Iraq. And I keep hearing from people, I keep having people tell me that, you know, Jay, stop getting on the air and talking about us getting out of Iraq, because we're not leaving. We're putting hardened bases there. And we have no intention of getting out. And you're being naive that under this current administration that we would ever turn around, that we would ever leave the country. Not only because George Bush says that this is not like Vietnam, and how would he know? He never went. That this is not like Vietnam, and we are not going to cut and run, which was easy for him to say from the Air National Guard and a six-pack of beer, that we're not going to run, and that we're going to stay the course. But how long is the course going to go on? And every time I talk about this, somebody calls me up and says, okay, you know what, you're kidding yourself. If you think in any way, shape, or form that we can get out of Iraq, because what's going to end up happening here is we're going to stay. We're building hardened bases. We have no intention of leaving. We need a foot into the Middle East. We got kicked out of Syria. Syrians ask us to leave. So what does that leave us with? So we have to stay in Iraq, or we have no presence in the Middle East other than maybe in Israel. So having to stay the course here and having to hang on, is this really what we're going to do? That we're basically not going to leave, and that the drawdown of the troops is just a fantasy? And so in the end result, does this charter that they voted on, does it really in any way, shape, or form make any difference? Will it even have a profound effect on American involvement in Iraq? See, I'm too cynical to buy it. And I just think it's just so much lip service from the administration. And the last thing, you know what, I really rejected George W. Bush saying that we cut and ran in Vietnam when he wasn't even a part of it. I think we withdrew because we knew we couldn't win. And you've got all these second-guessers who say, well, if we had bombed Hanoi, if we had done this, if we had done that, we might have been able to win. It's very hard to beat an insurgency. It's really hard to beat an insurgency. The last time I can think of ever beating an insurgency, we didn't totally beat them, but we tied them up a little bit, was in Nicaragua. And actually, Somoza was incapable of beating back the Sandinistas. We got them pushed out of power after they'd already in, and we had the Contra situation going on there. But in the battlefield, insurgencies are extremely hard to beat. And can you name me anything post-World War II where insurgencies have won? I don't think anybody really can. I mean, where insurgencies have been defeated is what I meant to say. I don't think anybody really can. So what we end up getting here is we end up getting rhetoric from this administration. And as I said earlier, seems like every couple of weeks we get a turn-the-corner message. But it's not going to stem the violence. And I wonder if anybody thinks that it is. Or if you think we're any better off in Iraq today than we were, say, 3 weeks ago. Or 4 weeks ago. Or has the war become so commonplace now that we just disregard it? That enough of us are fed up enough that we just, enough's enough. We know it's there. But there doesn't seem to be any real debate about this thing anymore. And the Democrats are not silent. I mean, Barbara Boxer brought up a good point yesterday, if you read it in the New York Times magazine, where she said the Democrats don't control anything. And therefore, it's very hard for them to get their message out. But other than Russell Feingold, there has really been no anti-war candidate out there for any of us to rally around. And there are even some Democrats out there who want to increase the amount of troops in Iraq. Because they feel, as General Shinseki said, we just didn't put enough troops in there. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get involved with the program. I got four open lines here if you want to talk about it. Phones are strangely quiet this morning. It's dark out there. It's Monday morning. Hey, I don't blame you. Believe me, I don't blame you one bit. All right, coming up on 6:30 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jay. Off to a real good start this morning. No stalls or accidents to deal with as of yet, and things are starting to pick up a little bit. Southbound I-25, Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike, then it opens up for your ride into downtown. Eastbound I-270 starts to bunch up from I-76 over to York, and southbound 225 slowing just a little bit for your ride into the Tech Center. Now, Boulder Streets, we're filling in again on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and Belmont. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 also picking up on the Turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now checking the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs in the 70s. It's already 52 degrees. Centennial Leasing and Sales, auto consultants for over 20 years, will help you buy or lease any new or used vehicle. Just tell them what you want, and they'll find it. Call or visit Centennial Leasing and Sales today at 303-233-CARS or at CentennialCars.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulders Progress.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms and a hallway for only $125. You get the same great service, same quality from the company that I recommend and trust not only with my money but my house, and you should too. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, And there are people who care about your home. No matter who you've used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care. And you'll see the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're that good. And Mary and I had them out to our house, and man, they did a great job. And we're going to have them back again. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So you need your carpet or air ducts clean, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care. There's cars out there. Is there some kind of weird holiday going on that we don't know about? Anyway, I was talking about Iraq and about the administration's same old song and dance about turning the corner and whether any of you believe that this is going to make anything any different. You know, and does anybody have any ideas on how to get out of this? Because Bush has rejected the idea that we cut and run. So what is the story here? How are we going to get out? Anybody got any ideas on how to get a phased withdrawal out of Iraq? I think that's the only way to go, is a phased withdrawal. And that we have to draw down gradually, but I don't know about any of you, but I'm just sick of the whole thing. I mean, I want our troops to come home. And if that makes me an isolationist, okay, I cop to it. I'm an isolationist. Because I'm just have had enough with five soldiers killed. Even with the voting going on, five soldiers killed by a roadside bomb. I mean, we got in this thing on such a false premise. We got in on this such a false premise, and then, you know, it's like we're stuck. And it's like the old story about Tar Baby. The more you punch, the deeper you get, to the point where you can't get out. And this administration peddles the same nonsense over and over, day after day after day. And then you know what else I worry about? I'll tell you something else I worry about. And I worry about the fact that if we got a Democratic nominee for the presidency, is there any Democrat who would likely to run out there who would offer us any other alternative than what we have with the current administration? Hillary Clinton wouldn't do that. She says she believes we should have more troops in there. What about John Edwards and John Kerry? They're going to run. Would they offer us any new bold ideas about how to get out of Iraq? I mean, this is an administration. Check this out. Think about this for a minute. And I know we got calls holding on, but I got to get this. I got to get this point out. This is an administration, and we'll talk about this a little later on in the morning. But this is an administration that can't manage the system in New Orleans. That can't get its act together to fight a hurricane, let alone going to have its act together to get us out of Iraq. I mean, it's unbelievable. There's a story on the wire service, and I was going to save this for after 7 o'clock, but there's a story on the wire service. Do you know what Halliburton is doing? They are bringing in many cases, undocumented workers to do construction work in New Orleans. The people who lived in New Orleans are not getting the jobs. And this is the same administration that's going to take us somehow out of Iraq? I don't think so. All right, we got a few brave souls up here this morning at 6:37. So let's talk to some of them. Mark in Littleton. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, Mark, I don't know. It's kind of unusually quiet out here this morning.
It is. I figured I'd call and try to get a dialogue, I suppose. Man, you know what's going on in Iraq right now, the way I see it? It's about to erupt into civil war. You know, I'm not sure if we should need to refer to these people as insurgents anymore. Now I just see it as full-blown civil war, and our boys are caught in the middle.
They are caught in the middle. You're right. And I don't have any faith in this administration getting us out the right way.
I you know, like you were just asking about, is there a Democrat out there? The only one I could think of would be is Howard Dean. The rest of them don't have the guts to say or do what's on their mind.
Yeah, you know what? In that respect, Mark, you're right about that, and you're right about that the Republicans have got a point when they criticize the Democrats, when they criticize us by saying that we don't have any plan because most of our major leaders have provided no plan on how to get out.
No,
or if they have provided a plan, we don't ever hear about it.
Right. You know, it just seems all they want to do is react, and point fingers. Okay, so what do you want to do? Blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, exactly. I have the same feeling. I mean, I was thinking about it this weekend. I was thinking about it this weekend, particularly when I read that Barbara Boxer, a little one-page interview in the New York Times Magazine, where she says, well, we don't control anything, and we can't get the message out. But Russell Feingold of Wisconsin, the senator from Wisconsin, is the only one I know who has talked about a phase withdrawal, other than a Republican congressman, and I can't think of his name right now. He's from either North Carolina or South Carolina, I believe.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But other than that, who's talking about getting us out?
Nobody. I mean, look at, I mean, now it's a big money-making scam, possibly. Do they really want us to get out, the Republicans at least? Or are they making too much money?
I don't know. I know their friends are making money off of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, thanks, man. Appreciate the life raft.
All right, enjoy.
Take care.
See you, bye.
Oh, man. Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Preston, good morning.
Good morning. Basically, I don't think you can have a very legitimate election when you're under military occupation. And as far as elections go, I think we don't need to look any further than our own country to know how corrupted and counterproductive the results can be.
You know, Bill Maher on HBO made the comment to Max Cleland. I'm trying to think of who else was on that panel Saturday night. Max Cleland was there, and I can't think of the other two people that were there. One of them was Tina Brown, and I can't remember who the third guy was. He was Larry Miller. Is Larry Miller a comedian? Larry Miller was there, and he blurted out something, and I'm paraphrasing here, about a democracy in Iraq. Hell, we don't even have a democracy here.
There you go.
You know, maybe I should switch the topic this morning and ask how many people believe we have an honest-to-God democracy in this country.
Right. And the previous caller mentioned the money-making aspects of this engagement. There's a line from Thomas Friedman in his book, The Lexus and the Olive Tree, where he says, "The hidden hand of the market will never work without a hidden fist. McDonald's cannot flourish without McDonnell Douglas."
Right.
Yeah. And the hidden fist that keeps the world safe for Silicon Valley's technology is called the United States Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps. And Thomas Friedman, I think, he's a very popular guy, and people keep making his book a bestseller. But maybe if they voted to buy books that are more critical of the military establishment. I'm reading one right now called The New American Militarism, How Americans Are Seduced by War. And if we made an effort, you know, maybe we can't get the government to pull our troops out, who knows, but we can, you know, short of elections and a big policy change like that, we can, on a personal basis, reach out to other people. Like, you know, when I go to a secondhand store like Goodwill, I notice the books there are always like Tom Clancy, pro-war type stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And the guy who wrote this book talks about what a huge influence that media material like that has on people. And if we can reach out to other people, maybe we can stop one person from getting wrapped up in this.
We have a tremendous, and look, I admit I'm right there.
Yeah.
Think about this, enlarge this. We have a tremendous draw towards violence.
Yeah, yeah. You were wondering about insurgencies that were defeated in the past. I thought of actually what happened in Guatemala when the Mayan Indians rose up against their military government that were taking over their land. I have to give credit to Bill Clinton, though. He, during his administration, he apologized for what the U.S. did to those people, and I thought that was a good move. We still need to shut down places like the School of the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia.
That should have been shut down a long time ago. Preston,
yeah,
thank you, man.
Thanks,
Appreciate
Jay.
The call.
Bye-bye.
All right, when we're attracted to violence. You know, what he was saying there is absolutely correct. We are attracted to violence. I'm attracted to it. You know, I love, you know, gangster, I don't want to gangster films, but film noir. I love it all, from Pulp Fiction to stuff that's made in the 40s and 50s. Here's this story I was going to tell you about. Check this out. Companies like Halliburton are importing third country nationals and putting them to work in horrible conditions to fulfill their U.S. government contracts. This is for bases in Iraq. Can you believe that, Halliburton? Why doesn't this country crack down on Halliburton? Well, I think you know what the answer is. And they're doing this all over the place. All right, 6:43, 17 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Don't forget, I got that big announcement coming up at 7:20. You're going to want to be here for that. I've got one open line at 303-713-7600. Your views on Iraq, and are we ever...
Chicken Scallopini today for only $11.99. Only at Romano's Macaroni Grill. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Either wages and benefits should be negotiated by a team of city employees representing all agencies. And they know the Teamsters Union, an organization with the skill and knowledge and power to negotiate effectively, is the union to make collective bargaining a reality. Mayor Hickenlooper says people who work for Denver City Government will say it's an even better place to work than it was in 2003. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think that employees' increased costs for pension and health care and employees having forced days off without pay are signs of an even better place to work in 2005. These reductions not only affect the employees, but the persons needing those essential city services. Mayor Hickenlooper only has the keys temporarily to the office. Then it's back to the corporate restaurant business for him. And after his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All of you have the power to stop this, and the Teamsters Local 2004 wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-1718. That's 303-4... I'm sitting in here with my jacket on doing this thing. All right, we're talking about the Bush administration in Iraq and about how, man, this is like a big thing. We've turned the corner again because the Iraqis got out and voted. And I want to know if you agree with that, and if you think that, like I do, that we're going to be stuck here for a long, long time. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Robert in Denver. Robert, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm almost coherent right now.
I hear you, man.
Trying to produce some cognitive thought.
I hear you.
Listen, Jay, I've been on your show quite a bit, and as I've brought it up before, I think that we're over there for a single reason, and you brought it up earlier. I'm calling this an occupation, not a war on terrorism. I believe that this administration, at any time, when have they done something, not only for the American people, when have they done something when there's nothing in it for themselves? There has to be something in it for our government for them to take any type of action. I believe it's an occupation. I believe that democracy that we're trying to instill over there is more of a diversion than anything else. And as far as the elections go, 60% showed up. Nobody in Ramadi showed up. I think what this is going to do is make the dividing lines even harder over there. I think the Sunnis and the Shiites, I think we're going to see civil unrest like no other. I mean, this is just my opinion, but based on history, I believe this is what you're going to find.
You know, you're really right, though, when you talk about, as far as democracy goes, because what we do is we dress it up. I mean, all right, look, you know what? It's Monday morning, and if we're going to be cynical, let's be cynical, but let's tell the truth. You know, what we do there is we dress it up in a show horse called democracy, but in reality, we're there for another reason. We're there for the strategic point of being in the Middle East, and we're also there for the oil. So we're there for those two reasons. And this administration wrongly thought that going in there was going to be easy and that we would have a friendly U.S.-installed government in order for us to operate on people like Syria and Iran and be right in their backyard, and it hasn't turned out that way.
I agree totally, Jay. This whole occupation, and again, that's what I'm going to address it as. And then we mentioned earlier that in our own country, there's no democracy here right now. What I feel we're living in is a totalitarian dictatorship / possible fascism. This is becoming ridiculous here, you know.
Well, we're heavily media. Listen to me. It's Monday morning. We're heavily media manipulated in this country, I think, is one of the problems.
I think that's true.
Because if you don't listen to us, okay, if you don't listen to us, for instance, the mainstream news media, if you don't listen to us, you are never going to hear a discussion about Diebold and about voting machines.
Oh, that's correct. And I wasn't sure whether it was Frist or who owns stock in Diebold, but one of the senators I know has a heavy interest in it, and I heard that and kind of chuckled. It's like, well, it's par for the course, you know. Anyway, Jay, it's been great talking to you, and I love your show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Pretty good. You were struggling to get people to call in earlier, so we're trying to help you out here.
Well, I appreciate that. Now I'm doing okay. But, it's always that way on Monday morning. It's that way.
Yeah.
It's on that way a lot of mornings, like the first 20 minutes or so. It's it's really hard. And I understand part of it is, okay, on comes some loudmouth guy who's hitting you with some heavy topic at like 10 minutes after 6, and you're like, come on, man. You're asking too much this time of the morning.
Well, I'll tell you, I watched Fahrenheit 9-1-1 last night for the first time. And
you had never seen it?
Had never seen it.
Wow. Well, now how do you feel?
Oh, God. Well, you know, I was pretty bent out of shape at the administration before, but what brought that to mind was, the part at the beginning where they talk about how suspicious the results of the 2000 election were.
Oh, yeah.
And, so when you talk about how can we bring a democracy to Iraq? We don't even have one here. That really hit home after seeing that.
Well, Bush got in there in 2000 because the Supreme Court handed him the election.
Absolutely.
He didn't win legitimately.
Oh, it's infuriating to think that he's in there to this day when he shouldn't have been in there in the first place. I mean, he shouldn't have won the first election, let alone the second.
Well, he won the second because we, those of us who voted against him and those of us who were supporting Kerry, we were out mobilized. The radical Christian right put him in office. That's why they're so angry over Harriet Myers.
I'm so happy to see that blowing up in his face, by the way.
Well, he hasn't got much positive going on for him these days, actually. That's why he was crowing about this Iraqi situation.
Well, you know, getting back to that, Dan, your previous caller, I agree that, you know, from the sound of it, from what I've seen on this story, it sounds to me like a lose-lose scenario. If the Constitution gets voted, you know, if they get a yes vote, then, you know, one side's going to be seriously pissed off and they might have a civil war. If they get a no vote, they're back to square one and nobody's going to be happy. And so, you know, it doesn't sound to me like we're, you know, turning any sort of a corner at all, you know.
And, no, I don't think we are either.
And, you know, I think, well, I just... I'm
it's sure. another, you know what, it's another empty promise by this administration in regards to what's going on the ground there. It's another empty promise. It's another, like, well, we captured the number two man. I mean, how many number two men have we captured, allegedly? It's another, well, you know, this is a milestone. We passed another milestone. Well, how many milestones have we passed? Meanwhile, while this whole thing was going on, we lost five soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah, it just goes on and on. And you know, that I think we've talked about this before, but by my, you know, if it were up to me, if I was a Democrat, and I think the Democrats should start screaming about this and not supporting this war to the degree that people like Hillary Clinton are, but I think, you know, they should be starting to hold these guys' feet to the fire and get about five of these people on Meet the Press at the same time, you know, people like Condi Rice and Donald Rumsfeld, and say, okay, you guys come up with a number. How many troops are, how many Iraqi troops are trained over there? Is it 350? Is it 50,000? How many is it? And get them to spout out a number and then say, okay, so it's 50,000? Well, then we want you to bring 50,000 of our troops home.
Yeah, they never, that's another problem with the administration. They, you know, the generals tell you one story and the administration tells you another.
Yeah.
I mean, just after those generals were there on Capitol Hill, sitting before Congress, sitting before the Senate, I believe it was, and being questioned about troop strength, then the administration, then Bush came out in the Rose Garden with Rumsfeld and I can't remember who else, and started talking about a different number of troops that were trained. They can't get their story straight between what the military is saying and what the administration is saying.
No, it kind of reminds me of McCarthy, you know, when they'd say, well, how many card-carrying communists are there in the Senate? And he'd spout out one number one day, and then the next day it'd be a completely different number, you know.
Yeah.
And this is the same kind of a deal. You can't nail them down to anything.
That's right, you can't. And you know what, we got to start nailing them down. All right, Ron, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
See ya.
Okay, let's go to Dave in Fort Collins. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Dave.
This is a first-time caller. I live in Fort Collins, and I work in Estes Park, so I get to listen to you a lot every morning.
Appreciate it.
And I just want to call in and make a couple comments about, you know, what somebody had said earlier about fascism. And I totally agree. There's a movie I want people to give a look at, and it's called Outfoxed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've seen that, and I've also got a copy of it.
Yeah, there's only one copy in Blockbuster, but and so it's not a real glossy documentary like Fahrenheit 9/11, but it really shows how Rupert Murdoch and Fox News has really set the tone for fascism in this country. And so yeah, I'd like people to give that a look. And you know, what we have going on in this country is, you know, you talk about Hillary Clinton supporting a war, and, you know, the righties have pushed the political spectrum so far to the right that people who were normally moderate are now moving to the right also, like Hillary Clinton. So they've pushed everything to the right so far in this country.
Well, she's made a concerted effort to move towards the middle because I believe in the end she's going to run for the White House.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's the sadness of all this is that, you know, they've pushed it so far to the right that people like Ken Salazar, you know, he's voting, you know, almost along Republican lines all the time. And so, you know, it's kind of unfortunate that we don't have Democrats out there who are willing to stand up for their values.
Yeah, we need, you know, we need an alternative voice, man. That is absolutely for sure. Dave, thank you, man. Great call.
Have a good day.
Okay, call me again. All right, we do. We need an alternative voice, and at the risk of seeming like a wild-eyed radical nut job here, I almost want in the next hour. We got this big announcement coming up, but I almost in the next hour after the announcement, I almost want to talk about this idea whether you think we live in a democracy or a fascist state. So 6:59. Don't forget the big announcement coming up at 7:20 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
075. That's 1-800-700-5075. 1-800-700-5075.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Tropical storm Wilma, born overnight in the Caribbean, it could swamp the Caymans and Jamaica before moving on to the hurricane-battered Gulf of Mexico. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
We now have our W storm, the 21st storm of the season, Wilma, and we're only into the middle of October. Hurricane season continues until the end of November, so we still have a ways to go. We could break the all-time record.
And just in, General Motors is announcing a tentative contract agreement with the UAW. The deal could help GM cut crippling health care costs. New techniques could change the debate over the ethics of stem cell research. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
Rudolf Janisch at MIT is among researchers revealing in the journal Nature that they've extracted mouse embryo stem cells without destroying the embryo.
We did the experiment in mice to prove that indeed would work. Quite easily, actually.
And could clear the way for federal funding. An embryologist at Duke, Bridget Hogan, agrees.
Because the remaining embryo is not destroyed, it would overcome some of the concerns.
But she fears these two new ways to get stem cells are expensive and complicated, not ideal for research on human cures. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
In Iraq, military officials insist no civilians died when American air power attacked the area where a bomb killed 5 U.S. soldiers on Saturday. Local Iraqis claim 39 civilians died. Some votes are still being counted, but it appears that voters have passed Iraq's new constitution. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin is a town in mourning. Early yesterday, a bus coming home from a high school band competition plowed into a jackknife truck, killing the band director, his wife and grandchild, the bus driver, and a student teacher. School Superintendent Michael Shook.
We have counselors that will be set up in places identified through the building. The clergy will be here also to assist with the grieving and counseling process.
16-year-old golfing phenom Michelle Wee lost $53,000, but she may have learned a valuable lesson in life.
I learned a great lesson today. I mean, you know, from now on, I'm going to call the real official no matter what it is.
Playing in her first professional tournament, the Samsung Championship in Palm Desert, California, Wee finished fourth, but she was disqualified for not taking a two-stroke penalty after dropping an unplayable ball a foot too close to the seventh hole during Saturday's third round. Officials didn't even know we had broken the rules until a reporter called it to their attention yesterday. Happy Chicago fans, welcome the White Sox home from beating the Angels to win the American League pennant for the first time since 1959. The Astros could wrap up the National League pennant by beating the Cardinals tonight. Well, the National Zoo in Washington is beating the drums for a big announcement. The public vote is in, and the male panda born there earlier this year has a name now.
Taishan.
That's Chinese for Peaceful Mountain. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
Selling flies online? It's not as easy as it sounds.
Trout flies, bass flies, salmon flies. If you're looking for a hand-tied fishing lure, you can find it on this sportsman's website. But to make sure you find his website, he came to Network Solutions. Their online sales and marketing experts helped him reel in more customers.
Here's my crane fly. Daddy Long Legs crane fly.
Impressive. Quite impressive. Lure more traffic to your business. Visit NetworkSolutions.com and go, Father.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, we are starting to deal with a few issues as more people head out to the highways. Westbound I-70, the trouble spot, have two separate accidents. One approaching Havana, it's off to the shoulder. Then another one, this one tying up the two right lanes before I-270. So expect a slow go westbound I-70 from 225 on over. Northbound I-25 also seeing some trouble. We have a wreck. It's on the shoulder at 23rd. Southbound I-25 running heavy from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. And southbound 225 now a little sluggish into the tech center. Checking out Boulder Streets, they're filling in again. Busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and Belmont. The Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And looking at the forecast, going to be a sunny one today with highs in the 70s, already at 52 degrees. Rapid Screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today at Highway 285 in Kipling, I-25 in East Prospect in Fort Collins, I-25 in Thornton Parkway, 6th in Wadsworth, and I-25 in Founders Parkway. And you can always learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week for 4 weeks,
AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
670-3200. That's Peak National Bank, your community bank specialist since 1986.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Mostly sunny today, high around 78, although I've said this the first hour, I'll say it again. I'm sitting in here, man, I'm freezing. Woo! It's cold in this room. All right, we've got our big announcement coming up at 7:20. You don't want to miss that. And also, hello to this hour's $1,000 name winner, JT James of Boulder. Cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. You can sign up now at am760.net. This hour's $1,000 name is JT James of Boulder. And we have that big announcement coming up at 7:20. Boy, I am really, 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 really tempted to contribute. I'm really tempted to continue the conversation from last hour about Iraq, though, but with a different twist. And that is, you know, I want to do C&D, and I we'll get it. Maybe I'll shift C&D to the 8 o'clock hour. But I wonder, this is really hard to phrase this. Because I've never bought the doom and gloom scenario that we can't win at the election polls, that the Democratic Party and that the left in this country can't make a comeback. I've never, you know, I mean, if you believe that, then it's like game over and there's nothing you can do. And I know people who I like and respect who believe that there's nothing they can do to influence American policy or that they can influence policy domestically. And it has caused arguments between us. Because I've always followed politics, ever since I was like, a little kid. Sometimes I don't follow it to the degree that I should. Sometimes I get burned out by it, and some days I, you know, definitely don't want to hear about it. And some days I wish I could get on here and we could do other things. But getting back to the cynicism, I know there's a number of you listening who believe that we do not live in a democracy, because we were talking about it last hour. Vis-a-vis Iraq, that the choices in this country are limited. And that by and large, this country is governed by corporate special interests. I know there are those of you out there that believe that. I really don't know where I'm going with this. I'm trying to feel my way around this. So I know there are those of you out there that believe that. And I know that there's evidence that there's tempting evidence that points that way. You know, the voting in this country is controlled by the undecideds and the great middle. But it's also controlled by a ground game, which is who can turn out the most voters. And George W. Bush was successful in turning out the most voters in 2004. And he only beat John Kerry by one state, and it was Ohio. But they had a high turnout. The religious right basically put him into office. But I wonder how many of you sit back and say, well, it doesn't really make any difference who you vote for because it's all the same horse with just a different rider. and that it's hard to get anybody elected because the Republicans have such control, and that they have control with the voting machines, and that they have control with the country. And I don't know where I'm going with this. I have no pre-prepared notes about this. I just know there are people out there that feel this way. Because every once in a while they'll call in. We know that there was some hanky-panky in Ohio. All you got to do is go to rawstory.com. Always has something on there about something in Ohio going on. But I wonder how many of you don't believe that we live in a democracy. Now, we live in a republic, actually, with a representative democracy. But I wonder how many of you believe that there's no clear-cut choice. And the reason I bring this up is because I was, you know, we were talking about it last hour, and I was also watching Bill Maher over the weekend, and he blurted out to Max Cleland and to Tina Miller and to Larry Miller, I think is the guy's name. They were discussing something, and he blurted out, well, we barely have a democracy here. And I wonder how many of you believe that. I wonder how many of you endorse that idea, that we barely have a democracy here. You know, and does it keep you from the polls? Does it keep you from voting? Because I don't know about you, but I can't wait to vote. And I really am engaged in the political process. I mean, I really like it. Maybe like it's not the right word, but I'm engaged in it. I mean, I'm trying to, Mary and I are trying to make a difference. In the sense that instead of doing general talk radio, I'm doing this kind of format. In that, I always tell you about this, that we, you know, that we contribute to democracy bonds on the DNC website. That we have given candidates that we like and causes that we like money. We're proud card-carrying members of the ACLU. And we've contributed to the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Because we're really gearing up for a change in 06. But I know that there's that second wave or that second wave. Am I making any sense by this or am I babbling? There's a second wave of currency out there that believes that it doesn't make any difference who you contribute to. It doesn't make any difference who you vote for. The system's not fair. And the end result is you're not going to get the change you're seeking. And that this country is either in fascism or has moved towards fascism. Where the country's under a corporate control. Now, maybe that's too crackpot-like to put that on the radio, but I just did it. And I'm not sure whether I should entertain this for an hour or not. I'm not sure whether I'll get a call about it or not. Or whether I've, you know, come across as being a crackpot, because I don't think I am one. But I found myself, when Marsh blurted that out over the weekend, I found myself going, yeah. So maybe, you know, I'm battling within myself about this. But there's something about it. There's something about it that, you know what, I just can't lay down and play dead. And I realize that all of us, you know, have like a little role to play in the process. So as I said, I mean, Mary and I give what money we can. And we make sure we're out there at the polls. We make sure we go to vote. I don't know where I'm going with this. I mean, do you believe or do you not believe you can make a difference at the poll, a polling place? Or do you believe that you just can't? And that it always boils down to the lesser of two evils. And that the system and that the media and that some way they band together and always find a way, for instance, to marginalize a true candidate, a true choice. Like, for instance, Howard Dean, where the famous Dean scream we now realize was because they only had one mic turned on. But the media, both CNN and Fox, couldn't get enough of that. All right, 303-713-7600. If you want to get off your half moons and get into this conversation, Because I'm not asking the right questions. Maybe what I'm saying doesn't make any difference. Or it doesn't add up. 2 and 2 doesn't make 4. Because I'm throwing random thoughts out here. But 303...
1,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at G3. Denver.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, just moments away from the big announcement here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Look for the high today to be 78. I can't figure out for the life of me why it's warm outside and it's freezing in here. And I know what you're going to say. Well, did you fool with the thermostat? Yeah, I fooled with the thermostat. And it isn't any good. I'm doing my show in a jacket. All right, I gave this whole big speech about democracy and about being involved and about all of those things. And we'll take your calls coming up here. We got loaded lines here, and I'll take the calls. I don't know that what I said made any sense whatsoever. I don't have any idea whether it made any sense whatsoever or if I was just rambling incoherently at 7:06 in the morning. But I feel that tug, you know, where one side of me says, man, I just have to get involved. And I know that the bottom line, you know, that I got to give to candidates. And then the other half of me that says, well, you know, there's no true democracy, so it doesn't make any difference. And this country is just run by corporate people, and corporate people, you know, write the laws. They're basically making the laws. And I'd like to have, like, Mark Udall on here to get his assessment of what I'm saying. All right, it's 720 here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll take your calls coming up, but now, can I have that drum roll, please? Can I have that drum roll louder, please? Thank you. Now, here's the big announcement. Check it out. The event is absolutely free, but it requires a ticket for admission. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, as we welcome back Al Franken. Al Franken's going to be here Wednesday, November the 16th, from 10 until 1, live from the Boulder Theater. For more information on where to pick up your free tickets, log on to am760.net. Now, the event is free, and that's Wednesday, November the 16th, from 10 until 1 p.m. at the Boulder Theater. The event is free, but a ticket is required for admission. Tickets can be picked up at our Boulder studios, 2500 Pearl Street, Suite 310, or at our Denver studios, 4695 South Monaco Street. Admission will be on a first-come, first-served basis, and seating is limited. Go to www.am760.net for more details. Al Franken, coming to do the show live from Boulder. First-come, first-serve on the tickets. And if you need more information, go to am760.net. All right? There you go. And it should be a good time. I'll have to get off here at 10 o'clock and then race over to the Boulder Theater to watch Al in action. I've seen Al in action before, and he was here once before, too, I believe. I saw him at the Democratic National Convention, and it was pretty interesting. I really had a good time. Okay, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Let's get to the calls here. Let's go to Barbara in Arvada. Barbara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Barbara.
I'm a crackpot, but I believe that we do elect our officials, but then once they're elected, I think the lobbyists take over. And that, too, is our fault, because we haven't done anything to effectively change, you know, do a public finance of elections change. We haven't fought hard enough for it. So it's our own fault. So I think we not only need to vote and donate, but we also need to call our senators on a regular basis. We need to just swamp them with calls about what we want. I've been on the phone all weekend trying to get friends that are homeowners to call their senators about this change in the interest deduction,
right,
that they're talking about. And nobody's even heard about it. And I think, you know, well, then fine. I don't own a home. I don't care. You know, sit on your half moons and let them take your money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and but don't you ever, I get greeted with cynicism is what I get greeted with. You know, I get greeted with cynicism. Well, you know, you don't really understand how the political process works and the game's rigged. I mean, I get a lot of that. And to a certain degree, sometimes I feel that way, but there's another part of me that says I just can't sit on my half moons and do nothing.
Well, that's why the cynicism exists, is because so many people vote and then do nothing. And they just, people aren't even aware of what our politicians are doing. When I say something, all of my friends and family look at me like, where in the world did you get that? How do you know that? And my only answer is, how do you not know that? Why don't you watch what they're doing? Everybody has cable. Watch C-SPAN and watch what they're doing. Because the press doesn't cover it enough. If they do, it's on the back page, you know.
Yeah.
And people just aren't involved enough. And I know we're all busy. I work two jobs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you can. You have time to find out what they're doing and call them and tell them, don't do that. But I don't think we do it enough. I don't think I know anybody that's ever called their senator. So, anyway,
I've done it.
Oh, I bet you have.
I've done it.
But
trust
we need
me.
To do that. We have to do that. We have to tell them what we want. We don't do that just at the ballot box or the donations. That's just where it starts. After that, the lobbyists take over, and we have to get more involved. It's our own fault.
All right, Barbara, thanks. Excellent call.
Bye.
That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. 303-713. God bless America. Let's go to Phil in Longmont. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Phil. What do you think?
Well, I'm one of those who calls in and talks about this a lot. I do think that corporations, that, well, Molly Ivins has it right. She thinks this country will never get back on its feet again until corporations are out of campaign financing, and that redistricting is taken out of politics. And
gerrymandering. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that if you're going to give money to political parties, just like the corporations do, when they give money to you know, candidates and campaigns, they do it, and everybody knows exactly what they're giving the money for. They know what these corporations expect from the money very often. And I think that when individuals give money, they also ought to say, listen, this is what I want, you know? Why not? Why not? Why not say, you know, and when these people running say, well, we're getting a lot of campaign contributions with letters attached to them saying, we want corporations out of campaign finance and we want independent commissions for redistricting so that this country can get on a normal plane the way it had been in the past, then that's probably very important to them. You know, that's what we ought to do. So, I mean, if we just give money to the campaigns and don't expect anything in return, we're kind of letting the corporations have that much more of an edge anyway.
You think we'll ever be able to get control of this country?
You know what? As long as people are kind of like stupid about it and they're able to be cowed on religious and ideological, you know, belief systems that and all they have to do is press the right buttons and the next thing you know, you've got a president. I mean, look at this president: Bush, DeLay, Frist, Cheney. These people are the worst ever. They're the worst ever.
They're certainly the worst in my lifetime, and I'm 53.
And the way they got into those positions is by making people believe that they have some kind of like opposition to abortion or gay marriage or that they're all good, you know, hunky dory Christians or something like that. And also that the other side isn't. I think that's one of the most interesting, you know, aspects of the propaganda is that they are and the other side isn't.
Well, you know, somebody said this to me last week. They said that in reality, the Republican Party, that the religious right in the Republican Party doesn't want Roe versus Wade to be overturned because if it did, they'd have nothing to run on.
Let's put it this way: here they are, you know, they're in power and they absolutely scuttled the partial birth abortion ban. They knew exactly what to do to produce a bill that would go nowhere, and so. If they wanted to ban partial birth abortions, all they would have to do is provide a bill that said, except for the health and life of the mother. But they don't do it. They don't do it because they really don't want abortion to be, you know, they don't oppose abortion. And that's the thing that people have to understand. They only want power. And they want power because they want to please the corporations and they want to, you know, open up all of the regulations for, you know, so the environment can be, like, not an issue and lower the costs of what the corporations are doing.
Yeah, they run, you know what they do? They run cultural wars in order to get what they want. But they don't ever want to win the war. They want to keep the struggle going so they have something to talk about and propaganda to get out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's something really insidious going on in this country that people ought to stop, you know, buying into. I mean, it really should have been obvious when they spent all of our money to go after Bill Clinton. Now here was a guy who they had to invent scandals about. They had independent counsels going after these fictitious scandals, and he came up with eventually that the scandals weren't real. And here we have a president who's dripping with real life scandals, and they don't do anything about it.
Yeah, because they're in control of everything. Hey Phil, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
Good one. And that's what Barbara Boxer was pretty much saying in that interview yesterday, is that the Democrats can't get anything started because they're so much in the minority. Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing, Jay?
I'm all right. Mick, what's up with you?
Well, I'm trying to get over the flu here.
Oh, wow.
That's why I've been able to call you, because I've been working and I haven't been able to touch base with you guys in a while and stuff. But, you know, this is interesting. I'm glad you decided to talk about this because, you know, there's that saying that the ship will right itself.
Right.
Well, you know, all throughout the history of this country, there have been courses that the ship has veered to, both left and right. And we have to remember, you know, this is the best system that imperfect men were able to, you know, sit down and hammer out and bring a Republican form of democracy, and I say that with the small r and the small d, you know, to bring a system of government where the people, you know, had and have had for you know, the better part of our history, have had a true voice more than in any other country and in any other system in the history of mankind. The thing is that today, yeah, you know, power and money have tilted the scale.
So do we have the ability to right ourselves?
I always believe, I'm an optimist, and I always believe that we do. But what we have to do is, like your last caller and the caller before, talking about campaign finance reform, and also going after the lobbyists at the other side, you know, so heavily fund, and that get the ear of our, you know, of our elected officials, and all. We have to take, like, for instance, you know, there's a split between the AFL-CIO right now.
Yeah, they're in the labor movement.
Right, but the undercurrent is that we have to still work together for the aim of working families, the middle class in this country.
Right, I agree. You know, I agree 100%. All right, Mick, I hate to cut you off, but I'm running out of time here.
All right.
I appreciate it, man. Hope you feel better.
Thanks, bud.
Okay. We got three lines open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the democratic process, or maybe you believe it's the alleged democratic process here in this country. 731, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Tough ride if you're coming out of the Aurora area. Jam solid from Chambers. That's two separate accidents. Westbound I-70 between Havana and I-270. Now, the good news there is both have been cleared off to the shoulder, so we should start moving again very soon. Now, southbound I-25, have a crash in the left lane at 20th and another one at 6th Avenue, adding to your jams from I-70. And we are seeing brake lights southbound 225 from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. Now, Boulder Street's busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. The turnpike slows eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And watch for a wreck on the ramp from McCaslin onto westbound Highway 36. Now checking the forecast, sunny today with highs in the 70s. We're already at 52 degrees. D.R. Horton Melody Series is celebrating the grand opening of two brand new communities in two fantastic locations, Castle Oaks and Castle Rock and Marshall Lake in Thornton. Visit today to find yourself a great place to call home. Visit drhortoncolorado.com to find out more. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
A new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today of around 78. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you at 303-713-7600. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, as we welcome back Al Franken Wednesday, November the 16th, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., live from the Boulder Theater. For information on where to pick up your free tickets, log on to am760.net. And get with it, because these tickets are free, so do it today. And tickets are available today, I assume. So go to am760.net. All right, we're talking here about do we in reality have democracy in this country, or do we have a facade of it? I guess maybe that's the way. Is that what I should do to sum up my babbling that I started at 7:05? Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, James.
Hi, Josh.
Well, I think it's still there, and I think it may be slipping, and we may need 55% to win next time with what happened in Ohio and all, but I think it's there, and we got to stay involved. But where I really wanted to speak about was you had mentioned Howard Dean, and before the scream or anything, it was supposed to be an internal Democratic primary, and Club for Growth spent just as much money in Iowa as the Dean campaign did. So what we really need to do is find a way to, to not let ourselves be sabotaged by, during the primaries. Because I think that Dean probably would have beat Bush, because with Kerry, a lot of people are voting against Bush, but they would have actually had something to vote for.
Well, Kerry ran a, I've said this on the air a billion times. Kerry ran a bad campaign. And I think if Dean had been able to hang in there, it would have been a far different campaign. But it seems to me the two things that we need are involvement and campaign finance reform. But campaign finance reform is so hard to get, because these people don't want to turn loose the money. And the lobbyists, the corporate lobbyists, you know what? They don't want their power diminished either.
I agree 100%. The other thing you said, that we need involvement, and that's part of the problem too. It's not enough to vote. You have to know who you're voting for and why you're voting for them, instead of just go and check a box and do your one day duty. You need to be involved weeks or months before the election and know what everybody stands for, and know what's real and what's not. You need to be smart enough to know what's both. Ads were a bunch of crock instead of, I think a lot of people went to the polls feeling, thinking that was true.
Yeah, good points, Josh. Thank you, man. All appreciate right. The call. Let's go to Linda in Denver. Linda, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say that I do agree with the last caller about the involvement issue. I think I am very involved in my local district for the Democrats, and I spend extra time. I'm a single mom. I work way too many hours every week, and I still make sure that I volunteer time, that I get involved, because I don't think a person has 1 ounce of room to complain about anything that's going on if they're, one, not reading the paper, or two, not being involved. If they're not getting educated on the issues or the candidates, as your last caller was saying, then how do they know what they're voting for?
Well, do you think that fits the majority of the people? Do you think the majority of the people read the newspapers and know what the candidates stand for? Or,
no,
are they caught by the idea of cultural wars? And in Bush's case, this false, which we now know is false, this false idea that he was the best person to lead us post 9/11 because he could take care of this country's security.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head because, well, I think the stats are that only 10% of the population read the paper, for one. But, you know, what is the percentage on the voting now? Voting is one thing, but not even everybody votes, and then not everybody goes in. For instance, the referendum, C&D. How many people really know what that is? How many people have read anything about it or just only seen the ad on television? And how many people out there listening to this show right now have gone out in their own precincts, have canvassed and walked those streets and talked to their neighbors? How many people did that in the Kerry campaign? A few more did, but not when it comes to the state elections, for instance, right now. How many people have gone out there and done anything?
That's really a good point.
Even if it takes 1 day a month, I don't care what you do, or 1 hour a week, whatever it is, you do not have one room for complaint. If they're calling you and complaining, and they haven't gone out to their own neighborhood, they don't have room to complain. I mean, I think that's the only way we can steer the ship, as your other caller said, back into the right place. Otherwise, you're going to have black box voting, you're going to have all these cultural wars you're talking about, and that's the only way to get back in to our democracy and to create it, rather than to allow this fascist president to take over.
All right, Linda, great call. Thank you so much for taking time out to get on the program.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
You got it. 303-713-7600. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Does it really make a difference? Do we have a facade democracy here, or can we really all rise up and change things? And because I've had a number of callers over the months call up and say, well, you know, this is this country's drifted into fascism. And there's, you know, literally nothing we can do about it. And you get those people who are just apolitical and figure, you know what, it never does any good. Or they're on the left and they're cynical. And there's a part of me that believes that we can change things. But there's also a part of me at times that thinks, you know what, it is so stacked against us that basically, but as I said before, I can't sit there and not do nothing. It's just not in my nature to sit there and do nothing. So when I get these solicitation letters for money, yeah, you know, I'm not giving a great amount of money. I mean, I'm about there, you know, sending 25 or 30 bucks at a pop. But it makes me feel like at least I'm trying to get something done here. All right, 303-713-7600, a couple of lines open. Coming up to 742, it's 18 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Don't forget, Al Franken coming to town. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, as we welcome back Al Franken Wednesday, November the 16th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. live from the Boulder Theater. For ticket information on where to pick up your free tickets, log on to am760.net, and these tickets are absolutely free. So get over to am760.net, log on, and check it out.
Trick? You just don't get that thing. Blah, 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 blah. Or treat?
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
No tricks here, just the truth. all day.
You all the history of the automobile that you're looking at buying. There's just no better place to go. Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. My friends all work at Rocky's, so go on out there and see any of them. Fred Labrato, Ruben out there, Colby in the Tower of Power, just all the gang at Rocky's. They're there to help you, and you know something? You'll get the most bang for your buck, and you'll get treated the way you deserve.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Progressive Talk, it's, what does that make, 747? That makes it 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny today, a high of around 78. Al Franken coming to town. Log on to am760.net to find out how to get your free tickets. 303-713-7600. Jay, have you got any other unfinished business before you want to take phone calls? No, I don't? Okay. It's when you know you're in trouble as a talk show host, is when you're talking only to yourself. Jay, are you ready to take some phone calls? Yes, I certainly am. Okay, let's go to the phones. Dave in Castle Rock. Dave, hi, you're on AM760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. First time caller here. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous, man. You're doing fine.
Well, I want to thank you for your show. I've been a listener for the last 3 months or so.
Oh, thanks.
And I wanted to talk on this point about the Democratic Party, and you talk in terms of contributing money. Well, I'm a product of the telecom bust here in the Denver area. I lost my job. I got laid off 3 years ago. And I actually went to Iraq for 6 months to support my family.
Wow.
Came back. I've filed bankruptcy. I'm just mad as hell.
I don't blame you, man. I've been there.
About the situation. And I just want to point out that, as your last caller indicated, people need to volunteer their time. Not everybody can contribute money.
That's true.
And I think if we're all going to pull together and take back the country, we need to spend whatever we can. And time is just as valuable as writing that check to the DNC.
Oh, you know what? Time is definitely valuable, and turnout is valuable, and getting turnout is valuable. Because if you look at this last election, basically the Republicans, particularly in Ohio, beat us in the ground game.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to turn people out, and people need to talk to other people about, okay, you know what? You got to go to the polls. You got to vote. Look at this C&D referendum that's coming up. It is so dangerous because some people, it's mail-in ballots, you know, for some people. And there's all this misinformation floating around out there about C&D. We just heard one of those Colorado Club for Growth advertisements. And, you know, we definitely have to turn people out. I mean, and people on an off-year election generally don't turn out like they should.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking to get involved. I want to use my time to support the efforts. I'm not sure how to do that.
Oh, I can tell you. Do you live in Douglas County?
Yes, I do.
Oh, then you know what? You need to get in touch with Be the Change.
Be the Change.
Yeah, you need to get in touch with them. I don't have their website currently memorized, but if you do have a Google on Be the Change,
guys, www.btc-usa.org.
Well, I'm definitely going to do that, and I just wanted to call in. I think it's important that the listeners know it's not just the money. Everybody needs to be involved. For those of us, the Democratic base, that can't afford that check, there are other alternatives. The gal that called in before me, before your break, the volunteer time, I think, is so critical. Know the issues, vote, but if you can't send money, get involved.
Yeah, you know what? Contact those people and Be the Change. You'll like them. They're great people.
Okay.
All right, Dave?
Thanks so much, Jay.
Hey, Dave, thanks. And you did great, man. So if you're calling again, you got no reason to be nervous. You did absolutely stellar. All right, let's go to Sandra and Thornton. Sandra, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Well, I'm depressed.
Oh, what are you depressed about?
I'm an African-American woman who has been watching this country just spiral into the flames. And this past weekend was especially appalling with the KKK walking through a black neighborhood.
Yeah, that's bad news.
I've got to ask you, do you seriously believe if there were a black group out there that advocated killing white people, that there wouldn't be a huge, sensational story about this and a big outcry along with it if this group went walking through a rich white neighborhood?
Well, let me ask you something. Are you talking about the neo-Nazis in Toledo, Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I believe there'd be a big uproar. I think there is somewhat of an uproar over the neo-Nazis being in Toledo, Ohio. But I think the problem is, and we wrestle with this in this country, and it's hard, but you know what? What makes this country great is that people with absolutely disgusting points of view can pull something like that and can get a parade permit, and are able to do that. And the real challenge is to be able to keep your head among that kind of hateful chaos and not go crazy and not try to beat the crap out of them. Because my first reaction is to anybody who's a neo-Nazi or a white supremacist is I'd like to just beat the hell out of them. I'm being honest with you. I mean, I'm telling you honestly in my gut what I feel. I know that, you know, it's bad for talk show hosts to get on and say, well, you would advocate violence. But in my gut, I really want to beat the crap out of them. But in my head, I know the best way to deal with them is to either have a counter demonstration or just basically ignore them.
You know, that would be really difficult to ignore a group that has been threatening to your race, to your life, the life of your children, your family, and they're marching through your neighborhood. You know, just stop and think about that.
Well, no, I know. My first reaction would be that I'd like to get a baseball bat, storm out there, and start banging heads.
Yeah, but I don't think that that would be the answer either.
No, it isn't the answer.
And the problem is you can't have intelligent discourse with crazy people.
That's true.
So how do you deal with a problem like this? Because to be honest with you, I'm at a point right now where I am grieving for my country. This isn't the America that I told my children it was. This isn't the America I believed it was.
Yeah, but I think you're always going to have, you know, you're always going to have people like that. I mean, there's always going to, for any philosophy that's out there, you're going to have somebody who's an adherent to it, even if you find it to be morally repulsive or repugnant. There's always going to be somebody out there who's going to subscribe to it. I think the way to deal with it is either to put on a counter demonstration in a peaceful manner,
mm-hmm.
or, as I said before, use it. You look at it this way: you use it as a teaching opportunity to your kids,
mm-hmm.
to teach them about what the United States stands for, what it should stand for,
mm-hmm.
about diversity of opinions. And about there are people out there who have these kinds of ugly thoughts, but then in a country like ours, you do have the right to go out and make those thoughts be known. And that not only goes for people coming through your neighborhood, but that also goes for what you'll find on the internet as well. Because there are a lot of these hate websites out there. You know, I'm sensitive to these neo-Nazis. I'm Jewish. And I know that they think I'm no better than you are.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? I'm on the pecking order the same thing as you are. I mean, we're on the bottom. Blacks and Jews are on the bottom in their eyes. But you know something? I just look at it as being a teaching moment. That's what I try to see it as.
Do you think that there'll be any sort of Republican response to this?
No, probably not. But I think if you ask Republicans, they would tell you that they would say that they didn't like it. They would say that they don't support it.
But they won't actually come out on their own and say anything.
I think they will if they're asked. I mean, I don't think that George W. Bush will take the time to stand up and say, you know, well, look what you saw in Toledo, Ohio, and that's absolutely wrong. Maybe I'll get fooled by it. You know, I'm sure that the senators in Ohio, I'm sure that the local officials will stand up and say something.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not. You know, one of the things about democracy is democracy is painful.
Yeah. It's sad.
Even if you have a quasi-democracy, it's painful. It's painful that you've got people out there whose views are just like, you know, they're disgusting.
Yeah. You're right. Well, after seeing what happened in New Orleans and hearing the stories, this is insult to injury.
It's tough. I mean, you know, there's also that belief out there, and I know that there's a belief out there by many African-Americans that whole thing in New Orleans was done on purpose.
I don't think it was done on purpose, but I definitely think that part of the reason the response wasn't fast enough was, you know, George Bush didn't have to worry about those people voting for him. Why would he care?
You want to know something? I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Okay.
Okay, you can saw it off if you want to, but I'll crawl out there.
Okay, let's do it.
I think that George W. Bush is so inadequate as a president, and that we're really beginning to see the real side of him, that I honestly believe had the Ninth Ward been white,
uh-huh.
you wouldn't have seen any better response. I don't think you would have. I think he would have dropped the ball regardless, because you know something? His head was some other place, and they couldn't act fast enough, and they couldn't do... I mean, he was out, you know, golfing and screwing around.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just who he really is. I think what we're beginning to see now for the first time is we're beginning to see who he really is, with Matt Lauer asking him on the NBC Today show about the Karl Rove thing, and Bush working his leg and the twitches in his face. I mean, this is who he really is.
I think you might be right there. You know, I'd like to make one comment before I get cut off.
Sure.
This has always been my dream. I wish that every politician that was elected into office would have to spend, and their family with them, at least 1 month living with the poorest person in their constituency so that they would have an idea of what it's like because I think a lot of the politicians that are out there, no matter their color, their orientation, I think a lot of them are really divorced from what the real American experience.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. Listen, Sandra, thank you so much for a great call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, we're coming up on 8 o'clock here, and we're going to talk about heating bills. And then I got another story to tell you. Boy, my life is just filled with so many stories, isn't it? Please, Jay, give us a break. All right, more coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
To reach the men's warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day.
Less commercial interruption.
And more time for Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Handshakes across the bargaining table in Detroit.
Today I'm very pleased to announce that the UAW and GM have reached a tentative agreement.
CEO Rick Wagoner on a deal that will help his company cut health costs that make it almost impossible for GM to make money selling cars.
This tentative health care agreement is projected to reduce GM's retiree health care liabilities by approximately 25% of the hourly liability, or $15 billion.
Auto analyst David Cole says what's hurting GM is hurting a lot of other companies, too.
What this is a significant issue that's far broader than GM. We have seen it in steel, airlines, autos. But it's in school systems and cities, public and private operations.
GM announced the agreement while it was reporting a $1.6 billion loss for the third quarter. On the CBS Weather Watch.
We have our 21st named storm of the season, which ties an all-time record that was set back in 1933 as Wilma has been born this morning.
And CBS News meteorologist George Cullen tells us Wilma could be a threat to the Gulf Coast.
We may be looking at a Category 1 or Category 2 hurricane getting out into the Gulf of Mexico by the end of the week.
Floodwaters are pulling back over much of the Northeast. But Taunton, Massachusetts has a new problem, a dam that's looking shaky. Six former Texas judges join President Bush at the White House an hour from now to boost the Supreme Court nomination of White House counsel Harriet Myers. CBS's Bill Plant tells us it's part of a new strategy to accentuate the positive.
The White House has been on the defensive over the religion question and opposition from conservatives, so they're going to try to reframe the debate, this time around Myers' legal qualifications.
Some conservatives who usually support the president have questioned Myers' commitment to conservative issues, even though she belongs to an anti-abortion church. The vote counting isn't finished, but indications are that Iraqis have adopted a new constitution in spite of strong opposition from Sunnis.
The official results may not be known until Tuesday, but early signs point to passage of Iraq's constitution, even in Sunni-populated areas like Nineveh province, where the city of Mosul has been such a problem spot for U.S. forces. These initial results also indicate Shiites south of Baghdad did not turn out in the large numbers they did in January.
CBS's Cammie McCormick in Baghdad, if that constitution does pass, Iraqis will go to the polls again in December to pick a permanent government. Some men fishing on a jetty off Hyannisport, Massachusetts are glad Senator Edward Kennedy was out walking his dogs yesterday. Kennedy saw they were trapped by rising tides. Rough waters kept Kennedy and a friend from reaching the men by boat, but they were able to call for help. Firefighters managed to bring the fishermen ashore. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead by 21 points. The NASDAQ Composite is a little more than 4 points higher, and General Motors stock is up about 12%. This is CBS News.
My friend Sarah and I are on a church trip talking about signing up for the new Medicare prescription drug coverage.
I'm not sure what to do.
There's a lot of help out there. You can call 1-800-MEDICARE or compare the drug plans at Medicare.gov.
Stevie could show me.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's help in the community. There was somebody at the church last week.
Was he good looking?
Sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage begins November 15th. Call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit Medicare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We are
seeing a few issues this morning. Sunclair's going to get you if you're headed eastbound, so you want to grab those shades when you're heading out the door. Northbound I-25 loaded up through the tech center. That's because of a wreck blocking the two left lanes near Bellevue, only the right side getting through. Westbound I-70 also running heavy from 225 over to Havana, where we had two earlier accidents. And if you're coming out of the Thornton area, southbound I-25. It's low from 104 to the turnpike, then again from I-70 because of a crash near 20th. Checking out Boulder Streets, we're busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and crews are still working this crash on the ramp from westbound Highway 36 onto McCaslin. And looking at the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the 70s, we're already at 52 degrees. At Romano's Macaroni Grill, they saute a tender chicken breast along with mushrooms, artichokes, and prosciutto to create their chicken scallopini. Try their chicken scallopini today for only $11.99, only at Romano's Macaroni Grill. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Your Colorado Buffaloes are back home this Saturday.
Makes the grab at the 20-yard line. Stumbles his way in. Touchdown, Colorado.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for family weekend at Folsom Field. As the Buffs take on the Kansas Jayhawks at
3551. That's 1-800-300-3551. 1-800-300-3551.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today around 78, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk welcomes Al Franken back to town Wednesday, November the 16th, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., live from the Boulder Theater. For information on where to pick up your free tickets, log on to am760.net. All right, we're going to talk to Dr. Christian Weller, senior economist at the Center for American Progress, where he specializes in Social Security and retirement income and macroeconomics, and the Federal Reserve and international finance. And, Doctor, welcome to AM 760.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim.
Or I should say welcome back to AM 760, because I think you've been on here before.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah, my memory is just kind of foggy this morning. We got something out there that hasn't hit people yet because the weather hasn't uniformly turned cold across the United States. But what's the outlook for heating our homes? Whether you use heating oil to do it, or whether you use natural gas, or whether you use electric, what's going to happen with home heating bills this winter?
Well, generally, oil prices and natural gas prices are fairly closely related. Whether that translates into higher electrical prices is a little bit of a question of how it's produced, how electricity is produced. The estimates that we got last week from the Energy Department basically show an increase on oil and gas prices, about a 50% expected increases over last year. So on fuel, that's basically several hundred dollars more that everybody has to expect on average to pay. It depends a little bit, obviously, where you are. I think the biggest increases are expected among the biggest consumers, which will mean the northeast of the country, but obviously also in the mountain states where you can have fairly cold winters.
With a 50% increase, let's just take a figure. How does somebody with a family of four makes $48,000 a year, how are they going to be able to get by?
Well, that's a big question. I think there's a few responses here. The first one is that people will just simply stop consuming on other things. That means they go out less to restaurants. They will buy fewer clothing. We have heard stories of people who say they will delay going to the doctor or buying prescription drugs. There are clearly unpleasant ways of families to make ends meet. What you have to remember, that is only one side of rising costs. The rising energy costs is only one aspect of what is hitting middle-class families right now. Because at the same time, this is the rise in energy costs is basically making a bad situation worse. We have had rising prices on energy, on housing, on healthcare, on education, and made a very weak labor market for the last few years. So what people have done is they have borrowed a lot of money on home equity lines, on a second mortgage, on credit cards. And what you get now is you get rising energy prices at the same time that interest rates are going up. So basically families are getting hit twice. And what that will do to the economy, what that will do to households is somewhat an open question. Clearly people will skip consumption of other items, but I think the fear is also that more and more households will ultimately have to declare bankruptcy, for instance.
8:09, 9 minutes after 8, Dr. Christian Weller with us, senior economist at the Center for American Progress. Yeah, but now the bankruptcy laws have tightened up.
Well, the argument for the bankruptcy bankruptcy law tightening was that basically people have all this debt because they want to buy a summer home in Florida or something like that. My argument was always that people basically borrowed the money because they couldn't make ends meet with the income they had because family incomes haven't risen in 5 years. So if I'm right, what we will see is that people will declare more bankruptcy, and then that we will see actually real pain rising for families, and that will ultimately translate for real pain in the economy, meaning more losses for lenders and ultimately slower growth and fewer jobs. And I think that's a really bad situation. The bankruptcy bill is not meant to really help middle-class families out of that squeeze.
Who is it meant to help?
Well, it was driven largely by the credit card companies who were hoping that they can recover more losses, more of the money that is owed to them. But you got to remember, that their losses are record highs. But the problem is, it's a reflection that the high debt levels are a reflection of the weak labor market of the last 2 years. On the other hand, it's also a reflection of the aggressive loan pushing that credit card companies have pursued, and often a reflection of the aggressive policies they have pursued, such as penalties, and late fees, interest rate increases when people are late a month or so. And then they basically pay a price at the back end for that through higher default rates.
Boy, you talk about credit card companies' aggressive behavior. Lord knows if they ever get a hold of your phone number at your house. You know, they're out there pushing that plastic. And yet, on the other hand, they're crying. You know, they're crying about how they people can't pay off their debts.
Well, and the worst part is that they already built that into the interest rates that they have charged customers in the past. So, like, all the debt that people have accumulated in the past, and if people default on their past debt, the credit card companies already covered that through high interest rates, especially on those people who were late and who still made payments going from, let's say, 15% to 24%, or even higher, up to 30%. So I think it's pretty onerous that at this point, the credit card companies who basically have already recovered all the losses that and have built that into the interest rate payments of the past now can squeeze borrowers even more for the money that they have already taken out. And that really is, I think, a big question, that basically the bankruptcy bill is giving the credit card companies another venue to make money off past debt.
That was a bad piece of legislation.
It was a bad piece of legislation. It definitely did not address the real situation of middle-class families, and then basically open another venue of making money for credit card companies.
All right, let's go back here before we run out of time. Let's go back here to gas prices. Think we'll ever see them go back below $3 or $2.78, or whatever the case it may be, a gallon, or is that going to rise more in the future?
Well, what we're seeing right now, gas prices dropping a little bit. We got a big bump in gas prices from Katrina and from Rita. But what I think people have to understand is that prior to the hurricanes hitting capacity, that we already had seen increases in gasoline prices over the last few years, and that will continue because that is driven not by what's happening in the United States, but by the extra demand that's coming, particularly from China, but also increasingly from India. So this is a demand problem, and we have to address that on a global scale, ultimately through more energy efficiency. But I think people have to accept the fact that without real changes in the way we handle energy, prices are on a rising trajectory.
So they're never going to go back down again. They're just going to keep creeping up a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more.
That is, at this time being, is correct. And I don't think that you can do something on supply, like increasing drilling. I think that's limited. I think in the end, you have to look at energy efficiency as the answer.
So you're going to have to build more efficient automobiles.
You have to build more efficient automobiles. And you see this. I mean, people are already reacting to higher oil prices, higher gasoline prices. They're buying fewer SUVs. They're buying more hybrids. So I think people will make their changes. And I think on the house side, people will ultimately also make changes by just spending more money on insulation. That will take time, and it does take money. And I think for this winter, a lot of middle-class families won't be able to make those changes, just because they're too costly in the short run, and we'll have to pay a higher price.
All right. Well, good Monday morning.
Sorry, I couldn't be the bearer of better news here.
I mean, good Monday morning. So I guess what ends up happening is people spend less on other items, and they're going to try to figure out ways to drive less.
Well, that really, I mean, the behavioral changes take some time. I think the one piece that also people are forgetting, at the same time, we have an energy bill passed by Congress that is giving the oil companies $3 billion in subsidies and is not giving the middle-class families who really have no way out. I mean, you can't just simply insulate your house for thousands of dollars from one day to the next or buy a new car after you just bought one. The middle-class families are not getting the support they need in the current environment.
Dr. Christian Weller, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime.
Really appreciate it. That's Dr. Christian Weller, senior economist at the Center for American Progress, where he specializes in Social Security, retirement income, macroeconomics, I should say, and the Federal Reserve and international finance. All right, I got more doom and gloom. Now that, you know what, I mean, gas prices and all of that, and I know we could do a whole hour on energy-efficient vehicles. We've done it a lot here. But I got another story I want to tell you about something that happened to me. Happened to Mary and I, and I want to get your reaction on it. That's coming up here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, 8:15, 15 minutes after 8. Don't forget,
if you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Hockey's back, and Molson is celebrating like only they can. Click here now to find out how. Who will be the lucky winner in the Molson Money Machine? One lucky person will win the ultimate avalanche experience at Pepsi Center. Collect Molson twin labels at these bars and enter for your chance to win avalanche tickets, Molson hockey bags, Molson hockey shirts, Molson hockey mask neons, and the grand prize, the ultimate avalanche experience. Two tickets to see the Avs play Vancouver. Watch the pregame from the penalty box. And the winner will ride the Zamboni during the game. Click here now to see when Molson...
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martin. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, Contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. The
last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Or for education, call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. See website for licensing.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:19. Well, actually, it's coming up on 8:20 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny with a high of around 78.
Now that the day is over.
Why it's freezing here, I have no idea. But it's been this way since 6 o'clock this morning. So I got a jacket on. I'm sitting in here with a jacket on. But it's supposed to get up to 78 today, which is not bad weather if you really think about it. All right. I'm going to tell you about something that happened. And the reason I'm telling you is because we've had this debate on this station before. And I find myself kind of, I don't know, in an awkward position about this. I used to have a very, very libertarian viewpoint about English as a first language. And I still kind of think I have that viewpoint. Like, in other words, if you don't want to learn English to be able to get into the mainstream of business in this country and in this state, then you don't. I mean, we never had laws, I don't think, I could be wrong about this, excuse me, but we never had laws that compelled people who came to this country after and before World War II to speak English. I mean, they learned it and they assimilated. But there had to be that select group that just thought not to speak English. And we've had debates about this on the air lots of times. Mary and I went into a fast food place. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jay, stay away from those fast food places. You're trying to get that weight off. But we went in there. We drove through, I should say, to get a couple of diet drinks. And Mary wanted a little bit of something to eat. And she asked for something, and she didn't get it. And the person who was at the drive-in window, it was like they did not understand English. And I've heard these stories where cash registers have pictures of items on them rather than the name of them written on the buttons. And it was really frustrating to try to explain to the person behind the counter what it is we wanted. And it hasn't just happened once, it's happened a bunch of times. But yet there's something in me that rejects the idea of compelling people to speak English, that they have to speak English. There's something inside of me that says that it's wrong to compel people to have to speak English, because if you live in a truly free society, which I know we don't, but if you live in a truly free society, or as free as you can get, isn't it your right not to participate in the majority? Isn't it your right to say, quote-unquote, drop out? Or not become part of the majority? And not learning how to speak English, isn't that your loss? Because you can't get ahead in this country if you don't speak English. Or should we compel people to speak English? And I know there's a huge debate going on here about immigration and about illegal immigration. There's the McCain-Feingold bill, which is one answer out there. And the last time I brought up anything about immigration, I got this scorching email from somebody who works with immigrants here in the city of Boulder. And I wanted to put them on. I said, well, you know, you can come on with me. And they said, well, we're not going on to commercial talk radio and get screamed at. And I wouldn't have screamed at her. There's no way. I mean, I'm seeking to understand this as much as the next person. And I consider myself to be firmly left-wing. But I've got a large libertarian streak that runs through me, too. And I don't know, something about the idea of compelling people to speak English or adopting English as a, you know, as the official language of the United States of America. What the hell good will that do? And I know we struggle in schools with bilingual programs and trying to bring immigrant kids up to speed. And I know that by bringing this up, I'm just opening up a huge Pandora's box. But this is one of the few times when Mary and I went through. Well, it's not one of the few. I mean, we've had it happen to us a couple of times where they just don't understand you when you go through the drive-thru. And your first immediate reaction is to say, come on, man, don't you speak English? You're in a job where you got to deal with the public and you don't speak English? But is compelling somebody to speak English, is that the way to get it done? Is making English the official language, is that how to make it? Is that going to compel people to go out and to learn English? No, you learn English because you want to prosper and you want to get ahead and you want to be part of society as a whole. And if you don't go out there and you don't learn English, you're only harming yourself. Now, I don't know, is that a very libertarian viewpoint? Is that a very libertarian way to look at this question? I don't know that it is or it isn't. I would assume that it would be. See, one of the great things about America, I think, is you got the right in this country to fail. You have the right to fail in this country. To a certain degree. In other words, if you don't do well in school, if you're not ambitious, you end up basically with a low-level service job. I think you have that right. And I think there are some people who go through life and they're perfectly happy that way. I don't know, this is a very emotional, very tough topic to get into without people getting nuts, without people getting crazy. We've got an immigrant problem. There's no question about it. It's an illegal immigration problem. So you've got that on one hand, and then you've got, on the other, people who have come here and have legally immigrated, but maybe they don't totally and completely speak English. Or do we assume everybody who doesn't speak English properly that they're an illegal immigrant? If I had the answers for these things, I suspect that I wouldn't be here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. I suspect that I would be working at some high-powered Washington think tank. And unlike other talk show hosts, you know, there's a lot of times I'll just tell you openly, I just don't have the answer. I don't know what the answer is. You can't compel people to speak English, in my opinion. Opting out for English being the official language to me, it smacks of jingoism. It smacks of fascism to a certain degree. And I firmly believe in reveling in a country's differences. And I like the idea that people are not all the same. And when I lived in Chicago, the three times Mary and I lived there, one of the things I loved was the ethnic neighborhoods. I love that, you know, the Polish Triangle and Greek Town and Chinatown. And then you had over on the west side, I believe it was, where the Mexican Museum was. And I love all that. I love ethnic diversity. And I love the Hispanic culture. I have to say that, too. But I don't know if putting a gun to somebody's back and forcing them to speak a certain language is the way to go. I mean, if you decide to be insular, don't you just automatically, through the way things are, don't you just automatically pay the price for that? Or do we want to legislate people, do we want to legislate that so that, you have to speak English or that it's the official language? I'm casting around here with this because when I went through that situation where Mary and I went to that place, and we've been to this place a number of times, And we've had this problem, this language communications problem. Your first gut reaction is to think, you know what, if you can't speak English, don't do this job. If you can't speak English, get the hell out of the country. And I know that's not right. I know it's a very, very narrow viewpoint. So I'm not sure how to deal with it. All right, we'll take your calls at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, and I've got a couple of lines open, and we'll take your calls on this coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Right now, though, we'll take a look at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take a look at traffic with Bailey, and then we'll take your phone calls coming up here.
We are looking at a busy ride so far this morning. Northbound I-25 jammed solid from Arapahoe. That's because of a crash time up the left lanes at Bellevue. Now, you can't squeeze by in the right lanes, but expect a slow ride there. On the flip side, southbound I-25 running heavy from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Watch for a new accident on C-470. It's just east of Highway 285. And looking at Boulder Street's busy ride on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and crews have cleared this crash on the ramp from westbound Highway 36 onto McCaslin. Eastbound on the Turnpike, still a little heavy from Federal over to Pecos. Now checking on the forecast, sunny today with highs in the 70s. We're at 53 degrees right now. D.R. Horton Melody Series is celebrating the grand opening of two brand new communities in two fantastic locations, Castle Oaks and Castle Rock and Marshall Lake and Thornton. Visit today to find yourself a great place to call home. Visit drhortoncolorado.com to find out more. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Seating to Seattle is limited. All right, we're talking here about this whole thing about speaking Spanish and about America being the official language and just the struggle that I have with this whole topic. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, Paul. Paul once. Paul twice. Tom in Aurora. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, Tom.
Oh, you got Paul now.
Oh, now I got Paul. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but if I knew Jay, maybe I'd be him for a while.
There you go. Go ahead.
Say, listen, if you like the Hispanic culture so much, why don't you just move to Mexico, man? No, I'm just kidding you, man.
You know what? Don't tempt me, brother. Sometimes I think about it. I really do.
No, you know, I've been there a number of times. It's a beautiful culture. Beautiful culture down there. I love it. But if people went down there and saw the amount of poor people down there struggling, see, I don't have a problem with those people crossing the border, trying to get work, trying to make a living, trying to survive. You know, I know it's not right, but if I was in their shoes, I'd do the same thing. And my girlfriend and I, though, have encountered what you encountered at a Burger King here in Denver. And I think the thing, though, is that I'm not for an English-only country. I mean, I think if you can speak another language, I think it's wonderful. But if it gets in the way of, doing the job the way it's supposed to get done, then I think, you know, something needs to be done about that. You know what I mean?
What do you do? Like, what do you do? When somebody comes to apply for a job, you go, like, if you can't speak English, I can't hire you?
Well, or if you can, you know, if you can tell that you're having a hard time. I mean, we've even had a hard time understanding what the people are saying.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and so, I mean, I would go to the manager and say, hey, you know, this person is hard to understand, and they're not understanding me, and I think you need to talk to this person about doing something about it, you know, because if it gets in the way of whatever the job is, I think the management's got to look at that and do something with that person. It, you know, hopefully say, you know, look, go learn English better so you can not let this get in the way of our service.
So the responsibility. So okay. So then, what you're saying is the responsibility should rest with the individual employer.
Yeah, right. Well, see, and here we go again with McDonald's and Burger King, you know, scrounging around, looking for people who are going to work for $6 or $7 an hour and hiring people who can't be understood or don't understand what's being said to them, you know. And so I think it's sometimes companies that are at fault. You know, and honestly, you know, with companies like McDonald's and Burger King, they haul in so much money. Why don't they offer some English classes to people they want to hire like that? You know, help these people out.
Well,
learn
a lot. I mean, that's not a. It's, you know, it's really not a not a bad idea. Paul, thank you, man. Great call.
All right, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Tom in Aurora. Now I got Tom. Go ahead. You're on, Tom.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Tom.
Okay, just want to make sure you hear me. I kind of agree with Paul because I think it's. It's not so much a cultural situation or something that should be legislated. I think it's actually a management situation. Because when the employee is in a position where they're communicating with the customer and they can't effectively communicate with the customer, it's going to hurt business. If I apply for even a customer service position, a phone customer service position, let alone McDonald's or a face-to-face position, if I applied for a phone position in customer service, and I either could not speak English or maybe my pronunciation or my diction or possibly I had a speech impediment where I was difficult to understand, that would not be an effective use of that position. That would not be putting an effective employee in that position. If I was in management in a fast food place, and the majority of the customers that came through spoke English, it would only be logical that I would require my people that were interacting with the customers to have at least understand what the customer is saying and be able to communicate that effectively, you know, even in a limited way, you know, to say yes or no. You want this? Yes. You want lettuce, tomatoes, whatever.
I wonder if firing or demoting or moving an employee because they can't speak English, I wonder if they could file a discrimination suit against you.
I don't think so, because especially if it's done in an effective way, the way I would approach it, if I were a manager again, this hypothetical situation, if I were a manager and I had an employee on a drive-through window that couldn't effectively communicate with the customers, I would go to that employee and say, look, we're going to have to put you in another position until we can make raises for you to learn to speak. You know, you like working there? Okay, we'll help you to get to that position. I want to see you succeed in what you want to do. So we'll help you to get to that position. You know, even if it's just working with me personally. This is the way I feel personally. You know, even if it's to learn a little bit of the vocabulary, a little bit of vocabulary. You know, what's a Big Mac? What's a Whopper? How do you say Whopper in Spanish? Or how do you say, what's the English word for mayonnaise? Whatever the Spanish word would be. You know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because I have a lot of many years of service experience in customer service, and part of the training of customer service was effective communication. And I think everybody that deals with the public or and on behalf of a company, whether it's somebody selling you hamburgers or whether it's somebody coming up with the advertisement, they're in customer service. You know, the basis of any company is customer service, because the customers are where you get your money. If you can't communicate effectively with your customers, then you're not only doing the customer a disservice, you're cutting, you're affecting your bottom line.
Yeah, you are affecting your bottom line.
Because if a customer comes through and can't understand the person that's working with them, that's trying to serve them, if a lot of people will come through there two or three times, and if that happens consistently, they'll stop calling there.
Yep, I hear you. So, Tom, thank you, man.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the call. Good comments. I wonder what happened if you raise the minimum wage. Oh, no, we can't do that. Raise the minimum wage, trying to get more qualified people. 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. How do you deal with this? About Mary and I went to this place. We went there twice. The person taking our order couldn't speak English real well. And how do you deal with that? I mean, I don't want to say to somebody, well, you can't speak English, get out of the country. I mean, to me, that doesn't sound right. But there's got to be an answer to this somehow. It's 842.
Call 303-299-6000 or go online to rtd-denver.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Last year, Al Franken came to Boulder and rocked the house. It was standing room only at the Boulder Theater.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody, across the country. We're coming to you from Boulder.
And it will be another packed event.
Torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it. That you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
Fred Lobato or Ruben or Colby in the Tower of Power or any of the gang who works out of Rocky's
Puzzle. Call Executive Recycling today for a free quote. 303-791-0808. 303-791-0808.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:47, 13 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, mostly sunny, a high of around 78. Don't forget you want those Al Franken tickets. Find out how to get them. First come, first serve, and they're free. Go to am760.net. All right, we're in the middle here about talking about grappling with people who do not speak English. And the ones that I always, majority of them that I run into, speak Spanish and how to deal with the subject. And then coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll go into open phones where you can talk about anything you want to talk about. Let's go to Victor in Boulder. Victor, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. All right, what do you think, Victor?
Well, I have traveled extensively throughout the world, and I know there's a lot of Americans living in Mexico, Costa Rica, and other countries in Latin America, and they want to be treated well. They don't want to be forced to speak Spanish. And here in the United States, because of NAFTA, we've dumped huge amounts of subsidized corn on the Mexican market. And therefore, a lot of Mexican farmers have been forced into destitution. And they come here to the United States to because they don't want to starve to death. I mean, nobody does.
Right.
So it's not their fault.
And, how do we deal? How do we deal with?
Here we are in the state of Colorado, and we have states like Arizona, Florida. It's I guess the way you pronounce it, but our state isn't even English in name.
No, it means the color red, doesn't it?
Right, red earth, really. So I think what people need to do is respect each other's cultures, and I do agree, however, that. In this country, the common language is English, And so I think that educational opportunities should be available for people to learn English. And that's the way I feel. But I didn't actually originally call about that. I called about the stance Senator Allard has on torture. And I'm very upset about that.
Oh, his vote, his vote against the torture bill. He was one of eight other senators, and he made nine senators who voted against it.
Yeah, and I wrote to him, and I asked him, what's his thinking on that? Because if you're a soldier for the United States Army in a foreign country, and we have no quarter, which is basically what that is, meaning that we can torture them, then they can torture us.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
did he ever answer you?
His ass isn't on the line over there. I guess he feels pretty safe over here.
Right. He never gave you an answer?
No. No, and I think that that's really sad. And it speaks a lot about our priorities with some of our Republican representatives in Congress and the Senate.
I would agree. Victor, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
Let's go to John in Boulder. John, hi, you're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Hey, John.
I have some personal experience not speaking the language of a country. I lived in a couple countries for several years, and I can tell you from personal experience that it really does behoove you to learn the language where you live. I mean, it makes you infinitely more successful in not only professionally your job, but also personally in just, shopping and getting around on trains or buses or whatever. I mean, it's extremely useful to be able to speak the language. When I was overseas, too, I was teaching English as a foreign language, teaching English as a second language to people who wanted to learn it so that they could be successful in America. So I'm not stating anything profound to say that it's very useful to speak the language of the country where you're going to live or work. But that having been said, it's also very, very difficult to compel people to learn a language. English is one of the most difficult languages on the earth to learn. The older you are, the more difficult it is to learn. I don't know if you've ever tried to learn a foreign language from scratch, but it's not.
Oh, yeah. I used to know Spanish, then I lost it, and I'm having a hell of a time trying to get it back.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that may be, I don't know how old you are, but that may be just, a
53?
Well, yeah, when you get to that age, I mean, not that you're old, but, I mean, once you get past 30, 40, it really becomes difficult to pick up another language. And I know this just as being a teacher. I've seen the younger students pick it up quickly. The older students have a very difficult time getting it. And it's really just a function of age. And English is one of the most difficult languages to pick up. So, I mean, compelling people to learn it is, particularly when they don't have the internal motivation, isn't really going to achieve anything.
Shouldn't you have the right in this country, though, to fail?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's sort of... For instance, if you drop out of high school at 16, you're legally entitled to do that. However, you're really going to restrict what you're going to be able to do in a society that requires or, at least enjoys or likes education. You certainly have the right to stick with, without getting a GED or sticking with just a GED, but you're definitely limiting yourself, and I think that's basically what it's up to. I think anybody who comes here is perfectly welcome and has the right to fail. And how we could compel them to speak our languages, I think it would be very difficult to enforce. That having been said, too, I'd like to also note that America, I think, is probably the only country that I know of, and I'm not extensively traveled. I've maybe been in a dozen countries, but America is the only country that I know of where people actually get angry at people who don't speak the national language. I've been treated extremely well in every country I've gone to, no matter how capable I've been in their language.
Me too.
And I think America is the only place where people get mad that you're not fluent in our national tongue.
Mary and I got treated extremely nicely in Paris and Havana, real nice.
Yeah, I've never encountered anybody who's been even short or curt with me because I wasn't fluent in their language. However, I understand in a customer service situation when you're paying for a service or you're paying for a product and you're not getting it or you're having difficulty getting it, that is a situation I can see getting you know, being a little ticked off or a little angry. And I don't think the onus lies on the actual employee to be able to speak. I think it lies on the employer. For instance, when I was a teacher overseas, an English teacher overseas, speaking English was a obvious first prerequisite for getting the job. And if you're in an English-speaking country and you're serving customers and you actually have to understand what they're saying and be able to communicate with them, I think speaking English should be a prerequisite for the job. So I certainly don't blame anybody from overseas taking a McDonald's or a Burger King job to live in this country. I don't blame them for that at all. But employers who hire people who can't communicate with their customers, that's what I question.
So the onus, you would say, would be on the employer.
That's my personal opinion of it. Yeah, I mean, if you come to this country, you're perfectly willing to fail. I mean, you're perfectly you have all the rights in the world to fail here or not learn the language. But as an employer, if you really want to serve your customers, you'd have to hire people who speak English. I mean, I think personally, I think that's pretty clear. But that's my take on it.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Lori and Greeley. Lori, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. This is the first time I've called, and I want to thank you for your program. I love listening to
you. Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
My point has been covered a couple of times with the callers beforehand, but when I listened to your story of you and Mary going to the restaurant or the fast food restaurant, I heard you talking the talk that you embrace diversity, but we're not walking the walk. Why wouldn't you and I learn whatever communication languages that we could to talk to the people we run into in our lives?
I have. I've tried. I've tried to struggle with trying to learn Spanish.
Sure, and I struggle with it as well. And knowing that I struggle with it, I'm sure English is just as hard for the employee. They would be learning it. They hear it all day long. But they're struggling, too. And so just between myself and the customer service person I'm talking to, I just try to work it out in each conversation. And it is a little frustrating, but that's because we're such a hurry-up society, and we don't slow down to talk to people because
yeah.
they're people.
Yeah.
And for me, it's my own responsibility, too. I'm a lifelong learner. I have to figure out how to communicate with somebody. So it's just disappointing that we all talk the talk, that we're embracing diversity, but we get real frustrated when we have to walk the walk. And I, you know, I hear everybody say, oh, I embrace the Hispanic culture, I embrace this or that, but then we really don't go the next step to really learn things about it.
Well, I think you could be right about that, but I also think there are those of us who struggle to try to learn it, and either we're too dense to be able to catch on and get it, or we get like every third word or whatever, and we can't get it to the point where we may understand what they're saying, but we can't get fluent enough to, you know, to speak it on our own. But
exactly, but that must be the same way for the person dealing with it.
Yeah, I understand that, and yeah. I'm not saying that I was, you know, that I think they should get fired. I'm just saying that you know, you just get a tad bit frustrated. I got to run. Sure. I'm out of time. I appreciate the call, Lori. Call me again.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. It's 8:58 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up next, open phones. You want to continue to talk about this? Fine. You want to talk about something else? That's okay, too. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a bolder new direction.
You and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple-pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple-pane windows at a double-pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple-pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
And CBSN, local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760. Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. The Supreme Court issues some important decisions. Live to Washington, where CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has the details.
A Missouri prison inmate can have an abortion despite the state's attempt to stop her. The High Court, without comment, has cleared the way for the woman to be driven to a clinic to have the procedure. State law bars the use of taxpayer money for abortions, but a federal judge ruled the inmate has the right to get one. In another high-profile ruling, the court is refusing to immediately reinstate a $200 billion penalty against the tobacco industry in a huge racketeering case. The case is ongoing. It's not unusual for the Supreme Court to steer clear until a case is settled in lower courts. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Some very good and some very bad stats in the latest of the FBI annual crime reports. We hear about it from CBS News correspondent Stephanie Lambidakis.
The final FBI report for last year shows that overall violent crime fell 1.2%, fueled by a nearly 2.5% drop in the murder rate. That is the first time since 1999 that the murder rate has come down. The only category showing an increase was forcible rapes, which were up almost a full percent.
Property crimes, burglary, larceny, car theft were down last year by more than a point from the year before. Wilma's become the 21st named storm of the season, tying the record number set in 1933 with more than a month left in the season this year. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen tells us it's in the Caribbean now, but could move into the Gulf of Mexico and become a hurricane by week's end.
We will have to watch this storm because later in the week and over the weekend, it could be trouble in the Gulf of Mexico.
Hello, meet Taishan. That's the name of the National Zoo's new panda cub, bestowed 100 days after its birth.
He's doing so wonderfully. I don't think we can call him little anymore. He's growing by leaps and bounds. He's really just an armful.
That's 13 pounds, says Chief Veterinarian Dr. Susan Murray, in contrast to just a few ounces that pandas weigh at birth. And that's the reason Chinese custom dictates not naming them for 100 days, hoping to trick fate into keeping the fragile newborns alive. They usually die within a few days of birth. Not the best third quarter GM has ever had. The giant automaker says it lost $1.6 billion during the three-month period and is considering selling part of its financial arm to help restore its credit rating. But the company also says it's reached a tentative deal with the United Auto Workers Union that would enable it to lower the cost of its retiree health care programs by about 25%. That's good news for auto analyst David Cole.
This remains an extremely competitive business, and nobody's future is really assured in the kind of an environment that we have here, but this was a very good start for GM, in my opinion.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrial is ahead by more than 37 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down, though, by a point and three quarters, and the S&P 500 Index up about 2 points. This is CBS News.
My friend Sarah and I are on a church trip, talking about signing up for the new Medicare prescription drug coverage.
I'm not sure what to do.
There's a lot of help out there. You can call 1-800-MEDICARE or compare the drug plans at Medicare.gov.
Stevie could show me.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's help in the community. There was somebody at the church last week.
Was he good looking?
Sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage begins November 15th. Call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit Medicare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similasan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similasan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similasan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similasan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similasan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, just when you think things are getting better, more problems swooping in to slow you down. Trouble for westbound I-70, jammed back to Pena Boulevard. That's because of a three-car crash blocking the left and center lanes just before 225. Now, if you're headed out to the airport, eastbound on E-470, have a rollover at 104th. That's going to cause some problems for you. I-25 jamming up in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. Stop on 225, a little slow into the tech center, and we are thinning out on Boulder Streets, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline still running a little heavy. And the turnpike looking good both east and westbound. Now off the highways, crews are busy with a crash on Santa Fe. That's sitting at Mississippi. Checking out the forecast, sunny today with highs in the 70s. We're at 53 degrees at the moment. Rapid Screen, it only takes a second. Find Rapid Screen mobile emissions testing today at Highway 285 in Kipling, I-25 in East Prospect in Fort Collins, I-25 in Thornton Parkway, 6th in Wadsworth, and I-25 in Founders Parkway. Learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody, across the country. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater, Wednesday, November 16th. Be in the audience and watch Al do a show from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. A limited supply of free general admission tickets for the show are available right now. For more details and ticket information, go to am760.net. Brought to you by AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Matt. 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today of around 78. We now move into the open phones portion of the program. Continue to talk about the English and the language struggle or anything else you want to talk about. Earlier in the morning, I was talking about Iraq. Now, this administration always takes every little event and tries to blow it up to make it as like a major event. And I was mentioning that we're always capturing the number two guy in Al-Qaeda, and they're always saying, oh, we got the number two guy. So Jerry, and I'm not going to give Jerry's last name out, you know, Jerry sends me an email saying, well, if they caught the number two guy, the number three moves up to number two, duh. And I sent him an email back saying, well, then if somebody's going to replace number two, why does the administration even mention it? Like the line the administration is shopping now is that this vote on the charter is a major gain towards our troops pulling out. Do you really believe that? Do you really swallow that? That's like going to stop the insurgency? Unbelievable. You want to get those Al Franken tickets, by the way? You can get them at two different places. First come, first serve. Come to our Boulder studios at 2500 Pearl Street, Suite 310. Or the Denver studios at 4695 South Monaco. And admission will be on a first-come, first-served basis, and seating will be limited. So if you want to go see Al Franken on Wednesday, November the 16th, from 10 until 1 at the Boulder Theater, pick your tickets up at our Boulder studios, 2500 Pearl Street, that's suite number 310, or at our Denver studios, 4695 South Monaco Street. They've got the tickets now. Pick them up or log on to am760.net for more information. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Ronnie in Denver. Ronnie, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. This is Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
I'm good. I want to speak to the English language issue.
Sure.
America has always been the land of opportunity for years, for more than 100 years. People have wanted to come here. And I think the Italians and the Irish, the early people coming over around the turn of the century or so, possibly set a precedent that we have expected for later people, not sure. But if you talk to old-school Italian grandmas and grandpas that came over when they were little or were growing up in the 20s and the teens, they were pretty much not allowed to speak the Irish or the Italian at the dinner table. Everybody was practicing English so they could assimilate in their new home, their new land. They came here, they wanted to be here, and they wanted to be successful. I would like to, in the ideal way, would have the, this would be wonderful too, have the National Manufacturers Association, the Chamber of Commerce, or somebody like that, to set up, work with smaller businesses on teaching Hispanics or whoever to learn English. If those people would put some of their money out and we could assimilate these people into our society. I feel like we're building another culture, and we don't need to be. I don't think we want another culture. And something that nobody has spoken to, I think the next president or two is probably going to institute a draft, a military draft.
And really, you think so?
Does this mean, I feel like it's coming. There'll be a lot of talk of it. You know, we're short of people now, and if we get in other circumstances. But the point is, do we have separate but equal Spanish-speaking military people on the naval boats and in the Air Force, et cetera? Or can we teach these people English and, you know, incorporate them into our society and possibly into the draft? I don't have an answer for that, but that would be a major problem.
Yeah, it would be a major problem. You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that.
So it's a national security issue, possibly, later down the road. I don't know. It's not staring us in the face, but it's looming out there.
So would you then make English the official language of the country?
You know, I don't want to get into that. I would just like to, you know, if we do that, then it gets to be a fight whether it is or isn't. I would like to see the capitalist segment of our society out there step up, put their money out, because these people work for them to make them more money. The people make money, the manufacturers, the restaurant owners make money. Those people need to step up and somehow formulate schools, programs, whatever, to educate these people in the English language so they can earn more money also. It's better for everybody.
All right,
I don't know the answer to this, but that would be the ideal thing if somebody would step up that's making money off of these immigrants and teach them the language of the country, and I feel like everybody would be better. You wouldn't have that problem at the restaurant, at the drive-through. I wouldn't have the problems I have when I try to communicate with people, either on the phone or restaurants or whatever, that aren't speaking English very well.
All right. Hey, man, give your store a free plug.
All-American Vogue on South Broadway. I sell a lot of political stuff.
Yeah, so drop on by and get you some bumper stickers and some other things.
Thank you, Jay.
Sure, Ronnie. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
Let's go to Cheryl in Denver. Cheryl, good morning. You're on AM760.
Hi, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
I'm actually from Wyoming, and I just wanted to talk about a different aspect. I'm a nurse, and well, in Cody, Wyoming, right now, they're requiring, like, middle school students to take Spanish. It's required. So it's affecting us, not the immigrants.
Well, I don't think that's a bad idea to require kids to take Spanish. I grew up in California, and you had to take a language. I mean, your choices were either Spanish or French.
Well, you don't have a choice now. And then as a nurse, you have to, like down in Texas or California, you have to have a translator, or you need to know how to speak Spanish, or you can't take care of these people. And I also wanted to talk about a patient I had once in King City, California. She had been a manager in some sort of factory or somewhere, and she lost her job, either got laid off early because there were so many Hispanic workers, she couldn't do her job anymore. So it's affecting American or English speaking people.
Well, do you want to compel them to learn English? And if they can't learn English, we just don't give them a job?
Oh, yeah. No. But I don't think we should have to be the ones to, like the employers, I don't think they should have to be the ones who teach them. They need to initiate that on their own, just like we would initiate it on our own to learn Spanish. And I think we should all work together towards that. But why should we have to? I mean, they know where to get books and where to go to college, just like we do.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of they or we. I think it's a matter of you're going to have some people who are going to learn English. You're going to have some people that are not going to learn English. I don't think there's anything wrong with compelling high school students to learn Spanish. But you're right. When you get in a situation such as emergency medical care and other things, if they can't speak English. And, you know, when I lived in Chicago, which is something you'd never hear out here, my cop buddies would tell me these stories about where they'd have to go get a Polish translator. Now, here you got to get a Spanish translator, but there they would have to get a Polish translator because there are people living in the Polish Triangle in Chicago who didn't speak, you know, good enough English for the police to understand what was going on.
Right, and that's in any hospital. You have to have translators for all the languages, but I just want to make that point.
Yeah, and your point's good, and but I just don't know what to do about it. I don't know that
there's
suddenly,
no easy answer. There just isn't.
Suddenly, you know, declaring English the official language of the United States. I don't know how much is that going to change things.
Well, their culture, though, and their population is growing so much more than ours that we are going to need to require Spanish, I think, in this country.
Yeah.
Instead of requiring them to learn English, they're going to require. We're all going to be required to learn Spanish.
Yeah, the face of this of the country is definitely changing. You're right about that. Hey, Cheryl, thank you. Great call.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. So 9:14 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I love, you know, I just love the Hispanic culture, and I struggle to speak Spanish because I'm not real good at it. Although I wasn't bad in high school. But then, you know, I just lost it. And I did know a little bit of Tex-Mex, they call it, because I worked on the border between the United States and Mexico. But I've always been in love with the sound of Spanish. Just the words. Whether it's Castilian Spanish or something else. But I don't know, there's got to be, you know, there has to be, we have to have safety nets in this country, because if you have economic imbalance, then you have turmoil. But there's got to be a kind of a situation where you should be able to, like, drop out or fail or just not be part of society if you choose to do that. I don't know. There's a fine balancing line there, and I'm not sure really what it is. 9:15, 15 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Don't forget, Al Franken is coming back to town. You want your free tickets, log on to AM760.net to find out more information, or come on out to our Boulder studios, 2500 Pearl Street, Suite 310, first come, first serve, or our Denver studios, 4695 South Monaco Street. Admission is on a first come, first serve basis, and seating will be limited. So that's Al Franken. Icon LASIK and Skin Clinic. You know, Icon has been making LASIK affordable since 1999. Now, depending on the patient, Icon charges as little as $499 per eye, and no one else in the metro area can offer LASIK at this price. Just had a good friend of mine, Jay, go to Icon, and they did a great job. Icon can do this. They can offer it so cheaply because they cut out the middleman. Don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained at the very latest state-of-the-art lasers from Nidex to Visex. Icon has laser surgery that's safe and it's affordable. So if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done, but weren't sure where to start, then talk with the folks at ICON. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today.
Sent destruction of all your data. Contact GNS at 303-682-3171 or at mountainrecyclers.com.
It's like our OJ. You know, we need a glass of OJ every morning to get us going. We need a little bit of mind energy, and that's what listening to Progressive Radio helps us do.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, one of my favorite songs by War. Yeah, turn that up, man. Mostly sunny today, a high of around 78. On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And Jay Marvin's stringing along with you here. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Doris in Denver. Doris, hi, you're on.
Hey, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Good, okay. I just want to make a quick point here before I have to run into work. You know, about the individuals working at these fast food restaurants, I give them a lot of credit for coming here and taking an entry-level job like that. And basically, they're learning English every day. You're helping them out. You know, if they make a mistake, make sure you point that out, maybe point that out to their manager. But they're going to learn from that. You know, the alternative is them coming here, and what are they going to do? Just, you know, live on welfare while they learn the language? But, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit for
getting a job. Yeah, you bring up a really great point. I never thought about that, and that's a really great point. You do have to give them credit.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, what I do, I'm in customer service on the telephone, and a lot of times they'll come in and they'll want an interpreter, you know, but if they're hesitant and I can help them, you know, I always try to help them along and, you know, tell them they did a great job afterwards. So, but yeah, I was brought up, my father came over here from Italy, and the same thing. He, although he spoke English, spoke Italian, he didn't want to teach it to us, you know, and those, the previous caller said, they wanted everyone that came to this country to assimilate and speak the language. So, but he learned it, you know, on his own, too. These entry-level positions, you got to give them credit and maybe just kind of help them along. And I know it's frustrating, but, you know, they're learning every day.
I think you've got a great outlook, Doris. Thank you for a wonderful call.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay. I think she's got a great outlook there, you know, that they are trying to learn English and that you are helping them along. George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, George.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. You know, I always hear that word assimilation, and I just have to say that I hate that word. I prefer the word acculturation, but that's kind of beside.
Why don't you like assimilation?
Because, you know, why do we have to come in here and melt according to this mold? I mean, it's like give and take. It's like we can share our culture, and you can share your culture, and we all learn from each other, and, you know, and nobody, you know, just like this English-only bill that you're talking about smacks of fascism, and that's the alternative. That's forced assimilation at best. And that's,
well,
just
there's either two. You can also make the argument, though, that the marketplace forces assimilation as well.
But, you know, once again, they're importing all of these illegal immigrants to do these jobs, and you had a previous caller talking about, well, make the employer step up and make sure that they're providing the right kind of customer service. That, you know, that's what really needs to happen. And I mean, don't blame the immigrant per se, but on the other hand, I agree with people's passion on, you know, you walk into a convenience store, you want somebody that, or into a fast food restaurant, you want somebody that speaks English well. Myself, I have brown skin. I hate the word Hispanic. Yo soy Chicano, indigenous Chicano. I think Spanish is a crock. The Spaniards invaded. They forced their language upon us. They forced us to take their names. These people from Mexico or from wherever, they need to realize that. These people from Cuba, these people from the Caribbean, they need to realize that this is the land of the indigenous American. And you know, the alternative is what? I mean, the Spanish come in, I mean, people come in here speaking Spanish. Is that another invasion from Spain? You know, I mean, I'm
well, no,
going to
give it
no,
coming
take.
From Latin America speaking Spanish.
Right, but yes.
That has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with Spain.
Well, they need to realize that Spanish is not their native language either.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, that's a fine thing to say that, but, you know, in reality, it is their native language because that's what they grow up learning how to speak, and that's what they speak. Unless you go down to parts of Guatemala and other areas where they have indigenous Indian peoples who speak, you know, totally different languages, but the vast majority of people who come from Latin America, except for Brazil, for instance, where they have Portuguese, I mean, they speak Spanish. What are you going to call it? Mexican? I mean, what do you want to call it?
Well, you know, Jay,
Guatemalan? Honduran?
Yeah, but still, Jay, this is Native America. This is,
yeah, but it doesn't make any difference. We're talking in reality, not textbook left-wing thought. We're talking about reality. You got to call it something. What do you want to call it? You got to call it Spanish because that's what it is.
You know, all I want is a little bit of sensitivity. The fact that, you know, these people, they look at me with my brown skin. They expect me to speak Spanish.
I don't think anybody looks at you and expects you to speak Spanish.
I mean, you know, people who speak Spanish as their primary language. They look at me sometimes, expect me to speak Spanish.
Well, so,
you know,
what's wrong with that?
So it's like, I mean, I find that a little bit, you know, it's like, yeah. I love to tell them, hey, Spanish is not my native language any more than English is yours.
Well, English isn't your native language
and
either.
English isn't my native language either, but I
but you
speak
gotta call
it well.
But you got to call it something. I mean, I think you're being,
I just want give and take. I just want people
to... But, you know, most people are not going to engage in that because they don't have time to engage. Oh, excuse me, I don't want to step on your sensibilities. You know, they look at you, if you look Hispanic, they're going to assume that you are Hispanic. They're going to assume that you are Latino, so they're going to speak Spanish to you. I mean, what are they going to do? Ask your permission? Gee, you don't mind, I don't want to step on your sensibilities. But, que habla español?
But yet, Jay, I mean, do we sit back and allow this fascist... This fascist paradigm to force its way upon us?
It's not a fascist paradigm.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it.
Oh, well, what, all right, tell me what's a fascist paradigm about it.
Well, you know, somebody trying to pass an English-only bill? Now,
well,
come on, Jay.
I'm not in favor of an English-only bill.
Okay, then. We agree,
But I don't think it's a fascist paradigm, and I think you take it way too much to an extreme when you sit there and say, well, because I got brown skin, I expect people to have some sensitivity and not immediately suspect that I speak Spanish. If you run into somebody else with brown skin, and they're from Mexico or they're from Nicaragua or someplace, and they speak Spanish, they're going to ask you if you speak Spanish. That's natural.
Well, and the more that we can communicate, the better. You know, and the more that we can reach an understanding, the better. But yet, if somebody comes along and tries to force me to learn English or force me to learn Spanish,
now you sound like a conservative with a slash of libertarianism in it, that you want the marketplace to dictate it.
Well, all I'm saying is
that... that's a conservative position, letting the marketplace dictate it. Is that what you're for?
I would be in favor of... that the employers need to step up and start hiring people that are articulate in English and start showing some respect for...
But what happens if you're Spanish and you're not articulate in English? Does that mean you don't get a job in this country?
Hey, all they got right now is, what, a big day labor camp in Mexico importing people up here?
Well, I'm asking, people want to come here because they don't have jobs, because they can't find economic opportunity there.
Jay,
are you saying then if they don't speak English that you're not gonna that they shouldn't have a right to go to work or have a job? You talk about fascist. You talk about exclusionary. You're more exclusionary than most people.
No, I'm not. I say what the better alternative is to go down to these third world countries and help them improve their economy.
We're not
going to
go down. You know what? I agree with you there too. Then that would stop the immigration problem. But right now, that's not an option.
Exactly. So
let's talk about the real world. Are you saying if somebody speaks Spanish or perhaps they speak poor English, you wouldn't give them a job? Yes or no?
Okay, I wouldn't.
I feel sorry for you. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
You know, I feel sorry for you. You're an economic fascist. It's nice throwing those labels around. But somebody at some point had to give you a helping hand. Boy, I just reject that 100%. All right, here come the complaint emails. Too bad. Too frickin' bad, okay? Do I got time to get Travis of Colorado Springs in here? Go ahead, Travis. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Jay? Thank you for having me on.
No problem.
Listen, oh God, that last caller, man, that just kind of shook me up. First thing and foremost, there's a lady, I guess, talking about fail. You know, we do have the right to fail for sure. But, you know, the way I look at it, if you give that choice and you have that right and you choose that, then you choose to take the lower pay jobs. You choose to do the dig ditches, whatever else.
Right, exactly.
You know, and then it comes to the English
Hey, turn your radio. Hey, man, turn your radio off.
Oh, sorry. And then the English-speaking people, if they're allowed to speak English in customer service, that's what we need. You know, they come here, you know, I'm not trying to be mean or sound fascist or anything, but, you know, they come here illegally, and they come here to try to make a living. And I, you know, and I do commend them for that. But if they're going to do that, you know, I believe that they should try to work on being a part of this culture.
Yeah, you know, I think so, too. I think they should, too.
I know, as far as, you know, speaking English. And I tried in high school to learn to speak English, and I couldn't do it.
You mean speak Spanish?
I mean, speak Spanish. I'm sorry. And I couldn't do it. But so there's got to be a way that, you know, that I believe, what was the young lady's name? The two callers before, I think, about classes. You know, there's got to be some to step it up, and maybe there's got to be somebody that creates another job to teach these Hispanics to be able to speak English.
Well, they have, you know, but they have bilingual programs in the schools. But when he's talking about the older Hispanics who are out of school, yeah, there's got to be, you know, there should be some kind of way. I mean, you know, I can only imagine what a terrible struggle it must be to be someplace where you just don't speak the language, and you're trying very hard to try to figure out how to speak it.
Right. You know, even when you go in the stores, you know, you go to a gas station that's in a Hispanic area, you know, you're going to have a hard time communicating with those people. But there has to be some way. I mean, just hand gestures. I mean, we have to slow down. I mean, as Americans, slow down and you know, give those people a chance. You know, that they're here trying to make a living. They have kids. We can't just, you know, like the last guy said, don't give them jobs.
I agree. I mean, hey, man, thank you, Travis. I got to run. I'm out of time, but thanks. I appreciate the call, man.
I appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you. All right, we got two lines open at 303-713-7600, 931 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Here's a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are still seeing a couple problems. Westbound I-70, jam back to Pena Boulevard. We have a three-car crash blocking the left and center lanes just before 225. It's in the clearing stages, but expect a slow go there. And if you're headed off to the airport, eastbound on E-470, have a rollover working at 104th, causing some problems. I-25 still jamming through downtown and T-Rex in both directions, and stop on 225, a little slow for your ride into the tech center. Now, Boulder Street seemed to be looking pretty good, thinning out again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, and the Turnpike moved along fine east and westbound through Bloomfield and Westminster. Now, off the highways, you have a couple things going on. Crews are busy with a crash on Santa Fe at Mississippi, and then a really bad accident. This one's on Mississippi at Troy. That intersection has been shut down. Checking the forecast, sunny day with highs in the 70s. Right now, we're at 53 degrees. Don't let high gas prices freak you out. Quality Mitsubishi can help. Right now, buy any new 05 and select 06 Mitsubishis, and they'll buy your gas for 2 full years. That's right, gas for 2 years when you buy a new Mitsubishi. Only at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulders.
Value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes, Colorado.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Anyway, why I wanted to call is to give you my opinion too. It seems like in the past the people that came to the United States, the Irish and the Italians, everybody that came here to be used as the cheap labor that we brought into the country, they came in legally and they came from overseas, and it wasn't easy for them to return. So, and we have a lot of the Hispanic population coming from Central and South America and Mexico coming here illegally, and their situation is tenuous at best because they have no idea which way the political landscape is going to flow, which way the currents are going to flow, if it's going to flow against them, and if they're going to be rounded up and sent back, you know? So
yeah, that's true.
The incentive for them to learn English and to teach their kids English and disassociate from their homelands is like zero. We have to have a national policy on, you know, if we need labor in this country, we need to bring them in legally and bring in the numbers we need, you know. That's how I see it. What do you think about that?
I just don't think there's any easy answers to any of this.
Well, of course not.
You know, you got people who come from Mexico, and they come here, they work part of the year, and then they'll go back.
Right, absolutely.
Or they're sending money home.
Absolutely, and you have people here in our country even that are citizens that want to retire there because they're going to be able to live a better lifestyle in their retirement. You know, Baja California is turning into part of California just because of the amount of people that are retiring there.
Yeah, but I wonder what people who live in Mexico think. I wonder if they think that for people who want to go there and retire, that like they should learn how to speak Spanish, that they should compel them to speak Spanish. If they don't speak Spanish, they can't get along. I don't think the Mexicans really care. Do you?
No, I don't think they do, but at the same time, I bet that they're learning a lot more Spanish than the people that that move here. I think it's more of a temporary thing because the Hispanic people that I know that came here legally, they learn English, man. They learn English. I have friends that are first generation members of our society. I mean, they're here on work visas, and
right.
they're here, and they learn English. They learn English. And I think it's the tenuous situation that causes a lot of it, personally.
That's, All right, so here's the bottom line question. Do we compel them to learn English, or do we allow the free market to compel them to do it?
I think that we... I think that if we give them some sort of legal status, you know, if we, I'm not saying we should give an amnesty for everybody. There are people here that came here illegally.
But you got bills like the Kennedy, the McCain-Kennedy bill,
right.
which would grant them legal status after a certain period of time.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not a felony what they've done. It's on par with a speeding ticket. You know what I'm saying? So do
we let the marketplace dictate that they learn English, or do we compel them to learn English as a requirement of citizenship?
I think that we let the marketplace. I mean, the marketplace will they themselves will want to become part of our society if we. Open our society to them.
All right, fair enough. Hey, thank you, man. Great call.
You have a good day.
Okay. Let's go to Virgil in Denver. Virgil, you're on AM 760, okay. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi.
How you doing?
All right, Virgil.
Okay. When I was in the military, I noticed one thing. I'm 60 now. I went in when I was 17. And all of my service tours were spent overseas. Every place I went, Jay, I don't care if I was in the smallest village in Korea, Vietnam, Japan, any directions I wanted, anything that I wanted, someone was there who spoke English or could assist me. I mean, and that was in any country. Now, for example, in America, if someone comes to a foreign country from a foreign country, and they're on the 16th Street Mall, and they speak no English whatsoever, say German, French, Spanish, any language, they would have a harder time trying to, you know, locate or to do whatever they wanted to do because there's no one here that can speak their language. Worldwide, most countries speak English. I mean, it's almost a prerequisite. In some of the countries, they even make it compulsory, mandatory that they speak at least two or three languages. And they speak and also read and write the languages. You know, I think we have a problem, Jay, that we really, as Americans, being number one, supposedly worldwide, we're looking for people to actually step up to the plate to us and to actually involve themselves in our culture. That, if they're going to live here, I believe they should. If I live,
well, how do you do that? How do you do that? Do you compel them to learn English, or do you let the free marketplace dictate it?
Well, eventually, Jay, the free marketplace will dictate it. I mean, maybe it won't. And the reason that it may not is due to the fact that, like, back east, in Colorado, we may have a little Italian section, a little German section. But when you go back to the Midwest, you have massive ethnic dispersions within cities.
Yeah, and many of those people can't speak English.
Right, they don't have to. And they share in their economy right there in Little Italy or in the Polish community, and they never really venture out from that. I mean, the money's exchanged there, so they're not really compelled to actually get out and actually mingle in the culture to even learn the language. They can still exist.
All right, quickly, because I'm running out of time. So what's the answer?
I don't know an answer to it, Jay. All I'm saying is that we should step up to the pump and try to learn Spanish or whatever. Right now, I'm trying to learn Spanish. Like the gentleman stated before, you know, you get a little older, gets a little harder, but, you know, I'm coming along. But I see it's something I have to do. And a lot of people who say that they don't speak English, who are Spanish, speak English. But they'll tell you, no, in a way not to deal with you.
Right. Right. All right, Virgil, thank you, man. Great call. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Boy, nothing but good calls here this morning. It's really nice. 9:44, 16 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Just a couple of lines open now. 30.
Call Liberty Mutual today and find out how much money you could be saving on auto insurance. I'm Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and I'm
listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
If you listen to my radio show, you'll notice there are lots of ads about mortgage companies. Hi, I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. And one thing I've learned is that you have to go way beyond the ads to know you're dealing with a good company who will do what they promise. American Financing is that company. They've earned my endorsement. They have programs, real programs that will save you thousands of dollars over the mortgage mills I warn you about every day. They'll get you the lowest rates at the best terms. You have my word on it. Regular loans, jumbo loans, seconds, and equity lines, they do it all. Their loan officers do not work on commission. They're salaried, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. I believe in American Financing. I know the owners, and that's why I'm willing to put my name behind them. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right. They're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
vans and SUVs in Colorado. I mean, they've got just everything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And at Rocky's Autos, they have a matching down incentive that can't be beat, up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. And at Rocky's, every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and they'll show you Carfax, which will tell you all the information you need to know about the car you're about ready to buy. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see my friends Fred Labrato and Colby and the Tower of Power and Ruben and all the gang working at Rocky's. They're just good people, and it's a great place to buy a vehicle. I don't know, because Mary and I are repeat customers at Rocky's, and you will be too. Rocky's located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike. Don't forget to check out. Let's go to Thad in Littleton. Thad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi, Thad. How are you?
Pretty good. Love your show.
Thanks, man. You're more than kind.
I do think it's up to corporate America to solve this problem. You know, if they want our almighty dollar backing them up, then they need to step up to the plate, and they need to provide people that in a customer service role, ones especially like at the drive-thru window. I mean, you know, if you have a majority of English-speaking people, that's who you need to man the window with.
Right.
Because you can't do hand signals to a speaker box, you know?
Yeah, you can't, really. You're right about that.
I embrace the Spanish language. I even took, you know, several years of it in high school, and I can speak it. But sometimes it's like, you know, you feel like, are they going to be offended if you try and speak a little bit of Spanish to them? And, you know, I just don't know what to do sometimes. I've run into very similar situations. I went to three different McDonald's one night trying to figure out if they had avocados on this salad. And every McDonald's I went to, same situation. Nobody spoke English, and I said the word avocado, and they were like, what?
Yeah.
And, you know, inside the restaurant, yeah, you can point and finger gesture all you want. I think they need to have, you know, bilingual people at the windows.
So what about the idea? What about the idea that if you're going to hire people and they do speak primarily Spanish, why not train them to speak both Spanish and English as part of their employment training?
Yeah, I think it should be up to the corporations to do that. I don't think we should impose. I mean, America's the land of opportunity, and I think that's where it should lay, is in the corporate setting. I mean,
all right, Thad, I appreciate it. I'm out of time, man, but I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. All right, let's go to Rudy in Fort Collins. Rudy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. I'd like to deviate from the immigration topic and just the English topic in general and just really get your opinion on something.
Sure.
I'm a young man. I'm a student, and I'm trying to become active in my community. I'm just now starting to realize, after voting in two elections, you know, I'm starting to get a feel for the world and the country that I live in, and I feel like I have something to contribute. But one criticism that's made kind of tongue-in-cheek that I hear on the station all the time from you and the other talk show hosts is that everyone on the other side of the fence is so organized, and they can get what they need together, the resources and the people. And everyone on our side of the fence, since we're, you know, creative, intelligent, free-thinking individuals, we seem to be kind of lacking in the organizational structure of, like, just how to group together. And
I think there's some truth to that.
I'm finding that that's so true. I've been trying desperately to find some sort of grassroots organization or just really anything that I can, like, contribute my time to.
All right, I'll give you some. What county do you live in?
I live in Larimer.
Get in touch with the Larimer Democrats.
I have, and they haven't really, like, even returned my phone calls. Same with Environment Colorado. My move-on chapter up here is just, like, so disorganized. Really, the only thing I found is the Red Cross, and they've actually been, like, very welcoming. But that's not really very partisan, and I really want something that's, like political. And
so the Larimer County Democrats have not called you? How long ago did you call them?
About 3 weeks ago.
And they haven't returned your call?
No. And I'm just, so I was wondering if, like, you could give some advice maybe to, like, the younger generation of, like, early 20-something-year-old, like.
I don't know why. I don't know why they wouldn't return your call. Boy, that doesn't say much, does it?
No. And it's not just me. I have a lot of friends, too, that, you know, we want to get involved, but it's very frustrating. We don't know really where to turn to, and everywhere we go, it just seems like a dead end. And
nothing happening with the MoveOn.org up there either?
We're trying to do some sort of battle against Musgrave, but it's like the election's kind of far away. So,
know what you ought to do? You just hit me the obvious. Why don't you call Angie Piccioni and volunteer for her campaign?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent idea. I haven't really, like, researched her platform that much. And
she's great.
All right.
She rocks, man. Get involved with her campaign and take on Marilyn Musgrave head on.
Okay.
How about that?
All right. And if any of your listeners, like, are members of any community group, like, especially up in Fort Collins, which is where I live, I would love to, like, hear it. So I'm going to get off the line right now, and I'll just let you keep on talking.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Call again.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Alan in Westminster. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. You are the man. I tell you, the topics and the way that you approach these issues, I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a subtle movement amongst the Hispanics, the Azatlan and the Republic of the North, where they're demographically moving in on us. You know, the Latino folks, Latinos come up here and they reproduce and they're stalking slowly but surely their demographic in, and they're going to eventually vote us out. You know, it's just the way that it works. And
I don't know. I'm not scared that's going to happen because I think we can find a lot of common ground. I hate to cut you off, but I'm out of time, man. Thank you, Alan.
Okay.
I appreciate it. All right. That's it for today. Tomorrow we'll talk about Iraq a little bit, and maybe we'll get back on the subject again. You just never know. But don't forget to pick up your tickets to see Al Franken. It's first come, first serve. Go to am760.net for more information, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. $400.